Whoops. Hello?
Hello? Look, we're playing music.
It's starting.
Huh? I know this music cracks me up.
Hilarious.
We'll stop the music now. Hi, everyone. Welcome to our Diva of Duel Blog Talk Radio show. We're excited to have Lauren Coslow from Days of Our Lives with us tonight. Lauren, nice to have you.
Hi.
Are you there?
Nice to be here. I love the music.
I know. It's kind of Stefano-esque, isn't it?
I was thinking that. I think you could explore the Demira Mansion to that music.
Yeah. And we have Carrie. Carrie's here.
Hi.
We've got Marianne.
Hi.
And we've got Sherry. Sherry's here.
Hey.
You there? Okay. All right.
Yes, Sherry.
I'm still here.
This is a whole party.
Yeah.
Do we have cocktails too?
Exactly. Oh, I wish.
Virtual.
I wish.
Okay.
Well, we're just excited. We love hearing from you and getting the chat to talk with you. And we got a lot of people in the chat room.
Oh,
some
great.
Of them might be shy. So we'd like to encourage them to call in. Don't be shy.
Don't bite.
I think you probably get that some, huh? A little bit anyway. People will be intimidated until they meet you or something. But
it's really kind
really
of funny. Yeah, that is true. You know what I've found that's made a difference, and I really have to thank you guys for this, is the whole Twitter thing, because I got on Twitter right after I did your show the last time. I kind of got talked into it, and since I've done that, it's really kind of nice because I feel like I've corresponded with a lot of people that I wouldn't necessarily have had a chance to do that with. And a lot of time I do get that comment. It's like, I would never have spoken to you because it's like speaking to Kate. But then they're like, oh, well, wait a minute. Lauren is different than Kate. And I can talk to her or to her. And so that's really been wonderful.
Yeah. Well, and I mean, and your life is so different. Well, in some ways, it's maybe similar as far as wardrobe, but your life is so different. I know, I remember years ago, there was a girl who didn't really, she, you know, Kate was mean or bad or whatever, and she didn't really like Kate. And then I sold her on the organic farm. Believe it or not, that's what, like, changed her around.
Okay.
No, so, I mean, a lot of people probably don't picture Kate, quote-unquote Kate, you know, pruning. What were you doing earlier today? Pruning something?
I was pruning trees. My hands are going to show
no,
it.
Kate would not be doing that.
Kate might have to wear gloves.
Yeah.
You know, and I kind of like doing it, though. You know, I was doing that all the morning. It was a beautiful day, and I was out pruning a tree that really needed to be pruned. And I got carried away and kind of it's like giving it a haircut, you know. But definitely my life is there. I will notice that, on Twitter. It's funny when you mention different things that are part of your real life. Like, you know, I mentioned something about Billy Idol, and all of a sudden I'll get a lot of tweets like, oh, you like Billy Idol too? That's so cool. You know, and I didn't like Kate, but now I do, because Lauren likes Billy Idol. Yeah, that's okay. That's cool. That's good. Yeah.
Well, you know,
it's funny how some people think you're like your character, huh?
Well, yes, they do, and they, you know, it's understandable because of, you know, the way we do the show, and, you know, it's such a long-running series. You know, I've been doing it for, oh my gosh, I mean, you know, what? How long? Someone said the other day it was like 18 years or something. So, you know, obviously, it's been a long time. People do start to think of you as one and the same. You know,
right?
It's understandable.
Yeah. Well, you know, one thing that I was thinking is, you know, even though Kate's the, well, I love this, the dark queen of Salem now, with the whole chess analogy with Stefano, I love that. That was like the dark king and queen of Salem. At the same time, you find a way to make her readable. I mean, I just, it's like, even like when you were, you know, following around this supposedly nice character, Chloe, with a poison needle and trying to give her a poison apple and, you know, her. It's just like, I mean, we were rooting for you. You know, even Chloe fans are rooting for you. So
thank you. I know that must have been very hard to do.
I'm sure.
I mean,
you
did pick out one of the most challenging storylines. That was very difficult. You know, and I was aware that it was going to be difficult for a lot of people. So for me, you know, if I'm given that challenge of that type of story, you know, I just always try to find something within the character that is relatable, you know, somehow redeemable, somewhere that you can touch base with her and have some understanding of why she is going to this place, you know. And I it's kind of interesting because it kind of ties into a thing I've heard a little bit lately of people saying, oh, you know, I'm glad this new character comes into town that's going to take Kate down a few pegs. And I keep on answering and saying, really? Because I think Kate has been taken down a few pegs over and over and over and over again. You know, seriously, I mean, she has suffered. She has suffered a lot. I mean, and I think what she hasn't had really is much happiness. So,
Except with Stefano, huh?
Yeah. But even that has been tough. I mean, she has always had a tough time. But she is a survivor, and she always gets back up on her feet. And now I'm starting to realize that there's some people who actually just don't like that. You know, and maybe that's why they don't like her, because she always gets back up. But I think that's a very important thing about her, and I think that's why a lot of people can relate, because this story really is that you just have to keep going. You have to keep on going no matter what.
Well, you know, speaking of this new storyline that you've got, first of all, I don't know, personally, I'm loving the new sets, and we haven't even seen all of them yet. So that's great to be able to see something new for a change. I mean, I want to actually miss the Plaid at the Brady Pub. You know, I mean, I really haven't had to miss that for a long time. So, I mean, that would be nice to guys.
I have to say, I don't
want to
ever.
We need to see Kate's office. Are we
going to
see Kate's office?
Hospital again. I know. I would love. I haven't seen an office yet, but I've been promised.
You've been promised. Okay.
I'm hoping that we see it soon. I haven't.
I bet Madison has one.
I can't comment on that. My lips are peeled. I think it's really important because I think the idea, there's so many people who have responded so positively to, you know, women having jobs again, real jobs, you know, and they're not hookers or, you know.
Powerful women with real jobs.
I know. It's very, very important, you know, because it's working women who work watching the show and men. So, you know, we want to see strong women and that's part of it. Certainly Kate's office is part of it. And, you know, I fully expect we will be seeing it and seeing her functioning within it. I mean, it was always an important part of the character. I mean, she's always been working, and we always saw her in that environment. So I am excited about having that. It got very frustrating, because I'm sure you all noticed, too. Like, it was like almost every other scene was in the hospital. We all were in the hospital.
Yes.
Right.
We can use a lot less of that.
Yeah, and we weren't all doctors, so it was kind of funny, because, I mean, it is difficult because, you know, we have a different kind of budget now, and certain sets have to be up and they have to stay up. But, you know, it was frustrating because of all the sets, too. That one has, like, kind of, like, the least, like, ambiance. Really, there's really nothing to do except just stand there in the waiting room. So it was difficult, you know. I love this new set. I think it's... There's just so much variety there, so much you really can be doing, because they're going to have a day. And, you know, there's shopping. There'll be stores. Eventually, you know, hopefully we'll be using those stores. There's going to be a spa and a gym. I mean, it's all kinds of stuff. So it's really going to be, I think, conducive to, you know, a lot more organic behavior, which will be nice.
Right. Well, and I wanted to talk a little bit about the reset week. We'll call it reset week as a whole. But the last week, when the new writers material finally got here, and we had all these wonderful returns and everything, I liked the way. First of all, I liked the way the camera angles. Those scenes really moved. I liked that. I liked the way were filming that, and how everybody looked and everything. But tell us a little bit about your experience, because I know you guys worked some long hours that week, probably on heels. you know,
always on heels. It was the first week was really intense. because we were introducing that new set, that Horton Plaza, which is a really, really large set, and it has movable pieces so we can use different areas of it in different ways. And, of course, we had very large cast, and it had been a long time since we had had a large cast like that, and really what turned into it was a party. You know, Days used to do parties all the time, but we really had
using all the characters. Yeah,
I know, but yes. But we, you know, we used
big
to work
party.
Very, very long hours, and we would be there long past midnight many times. You know, and that's starting at 6:30 in the morning.
Right.
And we just hadn't done that. You know, with the new budgets and everything, we need to move.
Nobody's been crashing through church, windows.
No, you won't be seeing that anymore. It's
just planning on Kate.
To do that. But, you know, that's okay. Those were wonderful, exciting times, and they were really over-the-top times. And, you know, we all talk about it very fondly. I mean, I love seeing those clips from those shows because they were, I mean, at the time when we were doing them, many times we would just be so exhausted, we would just be silly on set because it was really hard to do. I mean, it was a lot of work went into it. But it was rewarding. But, you know, this is going to be rewarding in another way because it is a relaunch and it's getting back to hopefully character-driven stories. You know, more.
Oh, yay!
Yeah, in a more contemporary way. I think, you know, this is me saying this, but I think a bit more of an edgy way. So it will be more of this decade of this. You know, this century, you know, it's not the 80s or the 90s anymore. So, you know, those stories were great and they were fun to do. And, you know, they used to be able to go into, you know, other countries and all of that. But, you know, it's not possible to really do that anymore. And but we can tell really great stories. I think especially in TV now, you're seeing so many film producers and directors going into, you know, doing HBO. They're doing that because television is a wonderful medium. We just have to use it correctly. And hopefully that's what we'll be doing. And I hope that we're going to be a forerunner in that for daytime dramas.
Yes. I think you're taking a lead in a lot of ways now. And I think people are really, really watching you, both literally watching you and also watching how Days does right now.
Yes, I think so, too.
And how they... Yeah, we saw that the Chew tanked. Big surprise there.
Yes. Oh,
yes.
My gosh.
Yes.
I know
you're a big supporter of daytime, even though, you know, that the ABC, I know you've been very supportive of the ABC shows and everything.
Of course, because we're all doing the same thing. And to see the show like that, a long-running show that had such a, you know, wonderful supportive audience, you know, just canceled like that, it was just sad for all of us. It really was sad. And to be replaced by a show, I mean, a reality, wait, really, please, come on. I couldn't even with that name. Sorry. Who can watch that?
Not to mention when you watch the ads, which they play constantly on SoapNet, they all look high. I mean, not a good kind of high. Not the kind of high where you want to join them. Like, kind of high where you want to stay away from them. So,
I just think it was really misguided, you know, and I hope that the show does get online and ends up online and gets their whole audience. And, you know, because seriously, I mean, the networks need to wake up because otherwise, you know, I think everyone's going to be watching everything online, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, back to the reset for a minute. I just wanted to, I mean, I know I'm biased. I know we're the Diva of Duel team. We're definitely biased towards the Demiras, and we openly admit that. But honestly, we felt like the Demiras stole the show. I mean, that week, I mean, they were the standouts.
They did. Oh, yeah.
I loved how they counterbalanced all of these. I mean, don't get me wrong. I love Jennifer. I love Hope and Bo. And, you know, I love all those guys. I watched those in the 80s, and I still love them to this day.
Right.
And I'm really glad that Jack is back. Yay, Matt Ashford.
Yeah.
It was really great how they counterbalanced all those sort of goody-goody, you know, families with the Demiras. And honestly, even though the Demiras are you know, a lot smaller in numbers, in a sense, compared to all those other families, it's like they really, like, held their own and really shined.
A lot more fun and interesting.
Yes. Oh my gosh, way more interesting.
Darky,
so they kind of fill the room, I think, even though you're right. I mean, that's a very good point. They're small in numbers, but they're kind of big on the charisma side, I guess. You know, they definitely, because of their lifestyle, their point of view, I mean, it is very funny. I mean, it's a great observation. And we had great fun that week doing that. I mean, I just love the way they wrote it, because you're right, you have the characters that are in the light, and then you have the characters that occupy the dark to a degree, put it very simply. And I love the way they intermingled it. It was really, I think, wonderful, and it also allowed us to pursue, especially James and I, to pursue a relationship that had been kind of sidelined for a while. And I loved the idea of them getting into the political fray, especially in, you know, since we're going into
a year. I'm glad you brought up.
Everyone is so keyed into that, and I think it's wonderful, because a family like theirs would. They always want to become legitimate. I mean, they want, it's like the whole Godfather tale. I mean, that's the goal, is to legitimize the family. So I think it was a brilliant thing for them to do that, and kudos to the writers for coming up with that. I love Kate's part in it, too. I mean, it was so much fun for me.
It was awesome.
I love the chemistry between EJ and Kate.
Oh, it was
I like that,
fun.
That you're exploring that. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I really
that's hot.
There's,
yeah. They're so
you
much.
And James, I don't know, you're just doing woo. Something extra there. Like, yeah, and it's like, oh. Okay.
Well, I have to tell you, I mean, it's like a little secret, but when we, because I told the writers this, actually, when we first, because we got some of their first scenes, because they were adding things to scripts, and when we first got the initial scenes where we're talking about Countess Wilhelmina and all of that, it was the first time we had worked together in a long time, and you'll probably remember the scenes. We got them, and we're like, oh, my gosh, there's really a lot here. There's subtext. There's everything. We need to, like, really rehearse a lot. So it seems funny to say it, but, I mean, because there was just so much more there. It had been so long since they had those kinds of scenes that had depth.
Right.
You know, and so we spent, extra time in my dressing room. We're running lines and really working on it. We did our first set, and we were, like, exhausted after. And we said, okay, now tomorrow we're going to get here 2 hours early and really work those scenes. And we did. So if you see that, it's because we really are. I mean, James and I are friends in real life. And, you know, I think that comes through, too, because we really enjoy it.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
We enjoy working with each other. We really do. And now that they've given us something that's really meaty, you know, and I think it also, because it really agrees with their history. It makes sense. And I think that's why you do it. It really makes sense that they would be, they're almost like, in this, not comrade, but to a degree they are. You know, they were lovers.
Yeah,
now they're, you know, they really know each other, and they're kind of cut from the same cloth. So, you know, it's perfect. And it's all about power and family and all of that between them. And yet they are always flirting with each other, too, because that's just too
I like the idea of Nicole coming in,
that.
Too.
Yes,
you know, Nicole
really
coming in as a publicist and, like, Kate not liking her, you know, that kind of adds another element to it, too.
Fun.
I like that.
We just had some scenes the other day with the three of us, and it was so much fun because it had been a long time since, actually, you had seen even Kate and Nicole. We had, you know, we have a little bit here and there, but they have such an amazing history together. And now I like that now the writers have put us in. They're using that history, but now we're put in a completely different, a new situation, and it's, you know, we're gonna. Well, I can't get too
like you have to work together now, you know, to help EJ.
Which makes sense. Which also is more realistic. That's what people do.
Right.
You could hate someone's guts, but if you have to work with them, you work with them, and that's more fascinating to watch, I think, than anything, because it's more subtle.
Yeah. Well, I enjoyed the scenes in the square when it's the three of you, like EJ, Stefano, and Kate were sitting at the table and just making all these snarky comments about everything that was going on.
Fun.
You know, just between the three of them, you know, and I enjoyed that.
Well, it was really fun because, you know, and I've talked about this before, I mean, they are outsiders. They definitely are. And, you know, outsiders really, when they come to understand who they are and appreciate it and just accept it and own it, then they really enjoy it. So So I think that's what you were saying, seeing, is that these people who are totally comfortable with who they are and how they, you know, they don't really want to fit in. They don't care about fitting in. You know, it would be uncomfortable for
right.
them to fit in.
Right.
So I think that's what's much fun to see, you know, that you can enjoy yeah. the differences there.
In fact, my favorite line of the week, and I may not have it exactly right, but I tweeted about it, and I even asked Days of Our Lives on Twitter to thank Richard Coulison for, you know, writing that script. But that, I think it was on Monday's show a week ago, where I think somebody was saying, aren't you upset that you weren't invited or something like that? And you said something like, oh, yes, I'm just a vortex of emotion on the inside. You know, it just cracked me up so bad. I just could
yes.
not get that out of my head for a while. But your delivery was just hysterical.
That was
so
love
fun. That.
I think that, yeah, that was the chat, I think. Yes, it was. I love that. I love when they bring back, now that we have that side of Kate again, because that's so, I mean,
yes.
she is. She's very dry. I feel like she's a dry sense of humor.
Yes.
She could be quite art. You know, I love that. And I think
yes.
we're coming back again. So I'm happy.
Yes. Well, I think let's take a few callers here, because we've got people
okay.
that have been waiting patiently
Aww.
And eagerly. The first one we're going to take is the first one in line is Erica 404. I think I know who this is, but we'll bring her on.
Okay.
Hello? You're on the air.
Hi,
hello.
Hi. Is it Sabina?
Yes. Is that Sabina?
Yeah. I didn't realize I'd be the first because I didn't think I was the first
yeah.
person in line.
Yeah, you're first in line. Welcome. You're one of the we've noticed you've been tweeting a lot lately and gotten to know you that way. But
yes.
Go ahead and talk to Lauren or ask her questions.
Hello, welcome. I think I've noticed your tweets, yes.
Yes.
Have we had a Twitter conversation?
Yes, and I love that. I love that you are that awesome with your fans, and I'm so thrilled to have you tweeting with me, and I just want you to remember me, and you obviously have, so it just warms my heart, because you are just
oh.
the sweetest to me.
It's wonderful. I love that you've been so active and that your tweet is so much. I think it really have a fun community of audience out there tweeting, and it's, you know,
yes.
it's fun. I'm new to it, and I'm having a great time, and I really try to keep up with it and read what everyone has to say and join in as much as I can. It really it's fun, and I did notice you, and you seem to be having a good time, so. That's great.
Yes, that is so thrilling. And I have actually been a huge fan of Days for 20 years.
Really?
I've watched.
Oh.
Yeah, I started watching because I was sick in bed with the flu one day from school, and I started watching, and this was when Vivian was burying Carly alive. I remember that so vividly. And so ever since then, I've been hooked, and I've kind of come and gone a little bit because,
huh?
well, for obvious reasons, but now I'm definitely back to stay, and hopefully it stays the way it has been.
Oh.
But I have a very awesome question for you that
okay.
one of our Twitter friends had suggested, because I had a whole bunch, but because
okay.
of time. I was just wondering who and or what influenced you in becoming an actress?
So funny. When I was a little girl, it was just something that I really wanted to do when I was really young. I mean, I'm talking like first grade, second grade. I don't know what it was. I think it was maybe watching movies, and I just really, that's what I wanted to do. But I was also extraordinarily shy child. I mean, really, really shy.
Really?
So it was like
weird.
I mean, I never did it. So, I through high school and everything, I was very, very shy. And I got into college, and I majored in theater, and I was I was majoring in costume design, actually. That's what I got my degree in.
Wow.
And as part of the program, you had to take a year of acting, and it's like, I can't tell you how. I mean, it was so hard for me, so painful to do it, but I did do it. And even though it's continued to be painful, I really loved it. You know, I guess it's, you know, especially for someone who, was shy, it was a way of communicating that kind of freed me. And then when I graduated, I pursued the acting instead of costume design. And that's how it went. So I guess I would also attribute it to a teacher. His name was Sim Landers, my acting teacher in college, because I think he was really tough, very tough. But it kind of, but I'm a very stubborn person too, so it kind of inspired me. I hope that answers.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yes, that's very good. That's actually, I'm very shy too. Of course, sometimes people can't tell, but
right.
I've always been pretty shy.
Right. Right, I know, it's just the way we're born, and I struggled with it for so long, but, you know, I think the more aware we are of it, it becomes almost worse and worse, so this was kind of forced me to a degree out of myself, you know, but,
yeah,
you know, as the longer we live, the longer we realize, well, what's the point? What's the point of being shy?
Wow. Well, it was so great to talk to you and hear your voice, and I really hope you can make it to the Atlanta event, because I'm planning on going, and I'd love to meet you in person.
I would love to do, you know, I worked in outside Atlanta in Anniston at the Alabama Shakespeare Festival. And
oh, wow.
Yeah, not too far from Atlanta. It's not right outside, but it's not too far.
Right.
And we used to go to Atlanta for weekends and during the nightlife. So I haven't
right.
been here in a long time. I'd love to do that, yeah.
Oh, that'd be great.
Yeah, we'll
see.
Well,
thank you so much for answering my question and talking
Absolutely.
With me. It was fun. You are
yeah.
awesome.
Thank you.
Sabina, thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Take care.
Thank you. You too.
Bye. All right.
Very cool.
That's sweet. She's been so excited. I'm so excited for her to get to talk with you. Let's take another caller from area code 937.
That must be one of my peeps.
Hello? Yeah.
Hello?
Hello? You're on the air.
Hi.
Who is this?
This is Sherry's sister, Deanne.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Hello.
Hey.
I can't
How
wait
are
to
you?
Talk to you. Great. How are you?
Very good, very good. Good to hear your voice.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I got to meet you a couple years ago at your event. I was so excited.
That's right. Oh, my gosh. I know. It was 2 years ago now, wasn't it?
Yeah, but I wanted to come back out there to see you again, but you know how that goes.
I know. It's very hard. It's very difficult. It's,
yeah.
I feel so lucky when we have a chance to get together, though.
Yes, it was great. Hopefully, if I could just maybe see you this year, I hope that'd be awesome. But.
Yeah.
So I was going to ask you, what do you think about EJ running for mayor?
Well, I think it's going to be, I mean, Kate thinks it's a wonderful thing.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And actually, I think it would be a wonderful thing. I mean, I don't know if he's going to win or not. I really hope he does, because it would definitely shake things up. And that's what we like to see. It's fun when things get shaken up.
Yeah, that's true. That's
yeah.
true.
Yeah, I think it would be really, so I think it's going to be, the storyline, I think it's going to be very interesting. We'll see, you know, I don't know how long it's going to go on. I mean, it would be wonderful if it kind of ties in with our presidential election. I mean, that would be so cool because, you know, it's just so much there. There's so much drama.
Yeah.
So much
yeah,
possibility. So I think it was a great choice, and I'm going to vote for him.
Yeah, I was kind of surprised
yeah.
they were going to do that. But,
I
didn't know if it's...
We need
to
get t-shirt. EJ for mayor.
Yeah,
that's true.
I'm sure.
I would definitely buy one, that's
cool.
for sure. Oh. Well, it's really great talking to you. I'm so excited.
Oh, it
made my day.
You.
Aww. Great hearing from you.
You too. Thank
Aww.
You.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
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 Oh, so sweet.
I didn't think she would talk.
Oh, that's so
Aww.
Oh, my God.
That's so sweet. Hello? Okay.
Hello.
All right. Hello? Everybody there? No?
Yeah. Can you
Hello?
Hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. Just want to make sure.
I know. It was
like quiet
there. But it went dead all of a sudden. I couldn't
hear. I know.
I was
my weird. Heart skipped a little beat there. I'm like, I didn't touch anything, I promise. All right. Okay, we'll take our next caller, also from area code 937, and I think I know who this is. Hello?
Hello?
You're on the air.
Hey.
Sue?
Yes, of course it is. Hey, Anna.
Megan Malcorin.
Oh, hi. How are you?
I am so
good.
I miss you so much.
Oh, it's been so long. It's oh, my goodness.
I know, but I have
great.
I have five classes to get through in college, and then I'm going to Cali. So that's my deal.
Wow. Oh, that would be fantastic.
I can't wait.
So, yeah.
I just wanted to say I'm so glad to see you back on the show. It really got boring fast-forwarding all the time. So I'm really excited to see you back.
Well, I mean, I'm excited. It's fun. We have new material. It's very challenging. And, I'm looking forward to the future.
I'm just so happy to see you not being on the couch, not supporting Stefano. I can't wait to see you actually having a role of your own and not just when is
yeah,
that?
Although, I know
your wardrobe's great.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. You know, I love working with Joe Mascolo, and it's been so much. It's wonderful, but it was frustrating when there wasn't really anything for Kate to do. And it was so funny because I think I've mentioned this before. You know, there was a scene where, like, it really hit me where I think it was Stefano said to Kate, you know, you really need to find something to do.
it was true.
You know, it was that was hard. That was definitely a difficult period. But things are looking up, so.
It was kind of funny, though, in the early days of their relationship when they would talk about how they were working on each of their respective projects, quote, unquote. And you're thinking, their projects are so different than the normal person's project.
It's so true. I think, and I love that dynamic. And I love that they kind of worked it out that they're not always truthful with each other. Well, it's not that they're truthful. They just don't go to certain areas. They don't have to talk about it.
Right.
And it's like, okay, accept it. You know, I have this thing going on over here. We don't really have to talk about it. Okay, dear. You know, I love that. It's this very mature, sophisticated relationship. it's always delightful to, you know, to have scenes with Joe. I mean, even when there wasn't like a whole lot going on, it's always fun to do a scene with him because he brings so much. And I feel like they have a fascinating relationship. And I feel like even though they're like, they're the type of characters they are, that they're obviously very different. But their relationship, I think, is relatable. You can relate to it. I mean, it's like you believe that really is a husband and wife and that they're just trying to work things out.
And I think the thing is with us is that Stefano and Kate make it seem normal, the things that they do. You know, it's completely normal for Stefano to zap somebody's memory and nobody expecting not to do it. And it's perfectly okay for you to go around with a syringe in your purse and poisoning people. And
I won't go that far.
That's how it's played off between the two of you, though. I mean, it's like it's not.
Yes.
He's not shocked to find that you're manipulating a situation. So
yes.
That's
I think that is so much fun. I love that because it's not that I don't want to compare us really to the Addams Family, but I always love their relationship. I love Gomez and what was her
Gomez.
Name?
Gomez. Morticia.
Yes, I loved it because it was they had all these dark and dastardly things they did, but it was all really like very charming and light, and it wasn't dark and dastardly to them. And I really feel like it's the same way with with Stefano and Kate. You know, and really, I mean, if she was cutting the heads off roses, you know, I mean, you would totally believe it. you know, so I think that is kind of delightful, and I think that's what makes it fun. To come into their world because, you know, if you are like that, you're not thinking that your world is dark, you know. They think they're normal.
Mm-hmm.
It's the rest of the world that doesn't get it.
That's right.
The rest
that's
of
right.
Salem's wrong. The Damaris are fine.
That's right.
That
certainly is their worldview, you know. And they even have a sense of humor.
Well, the rest of Salem is just as bad as the Damaris, really. They just
well,
don't admit
reality.
It at all.
They are.
They're all hypocrites, really.
They are hypocrites. At least we're not hypocrites.
They are.
I totally agree.
Oh, my.
Yeah, the mirrors embrace their bad side, whereas everybody else brush it under the rug or just look the other way. Like one day,
the mirrors admit that, you know.
Well,
they know they're bad.
Right. They're not self-righteous. It's the self-righteousness that
really
gets to me.
Lots of Bradys and the Hortons. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I know. That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
That's
how much
of a
vibe, you know.
Well, I have to say, going back to Stefano for a second, I loved his entrance at that event. That was great.
Yes,
first of all, he looked amazing. It was great to see him.
Yeah.
But it was so cute. It was like the paparazzi and everything. That was great. I loved it.
It was really adorable. I think it was a great touch that they did that, you know, that they even are presenting them in that way, because that was never really seen that before. And I think that was really, really smart of the writers to do that, because now we're setting them up. We're seeing them in a different light now. And it's like that's, I think, almost a way of freshening up everybody, like freshening up the show, too. It's like freshening up the mirror. Ah, look at that. You know, even though, because that's true, they're notorious. They're notorious, and they do function in society, and you know, they're out there.
Yeah.
They probably would be paparazzi. I mean, it made sense. It was really kind of wonderful. I mean, it was quite a wonderful moment. I agree. And Joe certainly embraced it.
He was eating it up, wasn't he?
Yeah, he did. He definitely did. He enjoyed it. And because I think he, too, he's an actor's actor, and he appreciated that was a right kind of moment, you know, for that character. That character would do it. I mean, you would do it in a big way. If he shows up, he's going to show up in a big way, you know. Then EJ and Kate over there, of course, applauding and enjoying it. It was wonderful.
Yeah. Oh, and we have to talk about your dress. You had tweeted about getting your fitting for your dress for the infamous week, and it was absolutely stunning.
It.
And the necklace, I mean, you were, oh, my gosh.
Oh,
yes.
Seriously. I just had to mention
it was a great
to give
color.
A shout out to the dress.
Yes.
Thank
you. Oh, my gosh. It's gorgeous. And, of course, you wore it well.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
I didn't at the time realize how long I was actually going to be in that dress. I mean, so I was thankful, but on the other hand, it was a tough dress to wear. So, I mean, I loved it because it was beautiful, and Jane Kehoe, our costume designer, found it, and she worked so hard, you know, to find the clothing that she did, and she did such a great job, and I loved it. I mean, and there actually were three other choices that were really fabulous, too, so we're saving those for down the road, but we finally decided on that one because that's my favorite neckline. I love that, and it's really hard to...
Oh, it's beautiful.
I really love that neckline. And so, and the color, I mean, love the color. I thought the whole thing, it was just like, okay, we have this one. Because she had another one. It was the Alexander McQueen that was just, beautiful. But we'll wear that.
I'd like to see that, too.
Yeah, it will be another special occasion. So, I had a good time in it, but... I was like,
it's nice to think that you have another occasion coming up that you can wear it. That's great.
Yes.
That's very encouraging.
Madison's funeral.
Yeah, really. I think Kate needs to get the bacon for brownies.
What?
We need to see Kate. We need to see Kate in the kitchen making some brownies. That's all.
Oh, please. No, I don't want to ever go down a poison storyline again.
We like to have fun with it, though.
I know. It is. It's definitely, it's a great reference.
Kate will never live that one
about it. It's great fun to go to refer to. I agree.
Oh, that's great. Well, thanks. Thanks, Sue, for calling in.
No problem. I love talking to Lauren. And yes, of course I'm here.
I, all of a sudden, that was quiet. I was like, oh, no.
I know. It's unusual for me to be quiet, but, you know, every once in a while, let somebody else get a word in edgewise. Let's take this in. Hey, I know where you live, Scary.
Thank you so much, Lauren.
Thank you for calling in.
No
problem.
I hope to see you soon.
I hope so. I hope we can get together something, some kind of little party for us all to have fun at.
That would be
fun. Definitely. That would be great.
Anytime.
Okay.
Anytime at all, I'd love to help plan it. So
that'd be great. Great.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye-bye. Thanks for calling in. Bye-bye.
Anytime, Anna. Bye.
Bye. Oh, that's great. I'm glad she called in. All right. Well, we have another caller. I think I know who this is. I'm not 100% sure. Area code 940. I think that's Alice, maybe, but we'll see. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
On the air. Is this area code 940?
Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Hello? Hello? Who is this?
T. Kelly.
Hello?
Hello?
Who?
T. Kelly.
Okay, hi.
Yeah, that really is my name, T. It's T-E. I get a lot of flack for that.
Okay, I couldn't hear you very well. I'm sorry.
Hello, welcome.
All right, well,
Lauren.
Hey,
how
Lauren.
Are you?
I'm great. We've been Twittering. You kind of talked me into staying and watching the show. I don't know if you remember that.
My pressing
question for you that nobody else seems to have asked tonight, and I wonder why, is what do you think about Brian coming back as Lucas?
Well, I'm sure you know how I feel about that one. I love Brian, and I would love, love, love to see him come back. I think when he left, when he came back last time, I think he was doing some of the best work that he had ever done. I mean, that was a difficult storyline that he had, and, you know, he just is an amazing actor. I saw him recently at a party, and he looks so hot. Guys, I mean, just
when didn't he look hot?
He looked great. Not that he didn't always, but, I mean, even better than ever. And so I really hope, you know, that it does happen, because I think he adds so much to the show, and there's so many characters that Lucas, you know, can be worked with, involved with. I mean, there's so many unresolved stories, and so as you can see, I'm a big fan of Brian Bacillo.
Yes.
I really...
Yes, lots of...
And I would love to see him back. And I think, you know, especially for Kate, the two of them went through so much together. They have a very special relationship. Mm-hmm. And for me, it's always something is missing, you know, when he's not there. And it's almost like whenever, you know, every once in a while, Kate has a phone call to Lucas. And, you know, it's always hard for me to do, because I really, really miss him. Miss him on the show.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of storyline missing with them leaving Lucas out, and I think the old writers kind of did Brian an injustice, because Lucas was written as always angry and just not like, if they put some of Brian's personality into it, I think a lot more people would like Lucas.
Yes, I think I think you're right. I think you're right, and I think now that the character of Lucas is a different person. I mean, he's a successful person. You know, the way they wrote him out, he went to, you know, take over a market, you know, in Hong Kong, whatever. So he's successful.
Right.
He has children. It's a whole different character that you can write, you know. And there's so many things to investigate with that. I mean, his relationship with Sammy, obviously, with his mother, with his children. You know, there's so much there. I personally would like to see him explore his relationship with his father.
Bill
Horton.
And bring Bill Horton
back. The storyline that I want is that Lucas finds out that Kate tampered with the paternity and Johnny is really Lucas's son. I think that would rock the show.
That's cute.
Yeah,
all the different stories you can come up. I mean, see, right there. There's just so much. When you have a character that has been around for as long as Lucas has been, and complications in the history there, there's so much you can do. I mean, that is interesting. That would be an interesting story.
We always thought Lucas could be a demerit, too.
Yeah. Well, I always thought that. See, I always thought, is that a possibility that Stefano was really his father? I mean, there's just so many... That's kind of what I like about our characters, too, because there's a lot of secrets
in their history.
Yes.
You know, we know a certain amount of it, but so much is untold. So there's a lot of different places you can go with that when so much
They dropped the storyline that Stefano used the stem cells of the children and they weren't Demera children, so they have to be Lucas's, and Lucas wouldn't be a Demera. I like Bill. Sorry. Yeah, we love Bill.
Now that we have a Bill. Go ahead.
Now that we have a hot Bill guy, I like him as a Horton a lot more now than I used to.
I know.
See, I think it would be great if Lucas came back as gray, but on the darker end of gray, because when he left with his kind of with his tail between his leg, and he had been like really diminished by Chloe and Daniel and everything, and it was just horrible. And I just think, you know, like you said, I've been thinking about this for a while because I would love to have Brian come back. And like you said, he is this successful international businessman now.
Yes.
And I would love to make him see him make an entrance that would blow people away.
Yeah.
And just like really be able to legitimately go head to head with EJ or whoever he wants.
Yes.
You know, that he could really hold his own because Brian could do it, and he can bring the snark definitely.
Yes,
so I think that would be great for him to come back and have the writers actually do his character justice.
No, I totally agree. I mean, he could absolutely handle it. I mean, he'd be brilliant with it, and it's there. I think it's already set up. I mean, it's set up that he could assume that position and come from a place of strength, because I think you're right. His character was diminished, and there was just no reason for that, you know, there's no reason at all.
No, it was awful.
For him to come back now, you know, that could hopefully, you know, we've all had gone through times when our characters are diminished, and, you know, you can come back from that, and I think we have writers who could definitely do that, because they definitely accomplished that. So let's keep our fingers crossed.
Yes.
All right.
Well, that's
going to
keep me watching.
People get out there in the universe if we keep talking about it.
And what's your Twitter name? I'm sorry, what's your name?
Dream Chaser T.
What was that?
Can you hear me? Dream Chaser T.
Oh, okay.
Yes,
I remember because I got your tweet and I read it because sometimes when I read those tweets, I feel, you know, I can feel that you're just over it, and I understand that. You know, I really do, and I wanted to just tell you to hang in there. That's all I can say. I want you to hang in there.
I loved your tweets, and that did get me. I've decided to give it another chance and sit there and watch. I mean, I do love you, and I think you could play well off of anybody. I think you just do a great job, and it's your acting ability. I love the fact that you rescue animals, because I rescue animals, and they're everything. So.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, and keep putting in that good word for Brian, because I'd really love to see him back and with good writers.
Well,
I'm a writer myself, so I'm kind of hard on them writers.
Well, bless you.
All right.
I will absolutely do that. I mean, I feel the same way as you do, and thank you for being so open-minded and just giving it another chance. I mean, because that's what we need everyone to do at this point, because we want to save the shows. I mean, we love our shows, and, you know, that's part of it, you know. So kudos to you for doing that. Thank you.
Well, thank you for just being you.
Thank you. I know.
Aw, thanks for calling.
All right. All right. Bye-bye.
Nice hearing from you.
Nice talking to you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Aw, that was sweet. I love meeting people and finding out their Twitter names.
No,
I know.
Love it.
Yeah.
It's really wonderful. And I have so much respect for people, too, who do that, who hang in there, and it's great. It's very sweet.
All right. Well, we have, I believe this is Jill, Erica 315.
Yeah.
Her on here. Let's see. She's next in the queue. Is this Jill?
Yep, it's me.
Hello.
Hi, Jill.
Hello.
Welcome.
Hi.
Can you hear me?
Yes, how are you?
Yep. It's good, how are you?
Very good, very good. What's going on?
Not too much. I just can't believe it's been 2 months since we were out there.
I know.
I know. Hey, I can't believe I've been on the show almost 18 years.
That's ridiculous. I thought it was 15.
Maybe it is. Someone said 18 the other day on
No, it was 96.
Twitter. What?
96. January of 96.
Was it 96 or 95?
96.
Really?
Oh, I don't know.
Maybe it's hard to air. I think I got hired at the end. I think I got hired at the end of 95, and then I didn't air until 96.
Yeah, it was like January of 96.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Cause see, well, that's why I was never good at math. So, you know.
Me neither.
That's close. No, what you say is it just feels like 18 years sometimes with this
Oh my gosh! Okay, I'm not even going to talk about that anymore.
So, do you have? I'll ask this for Jill. Do you have any Cayman scenes coming up?
Yes, we do. the day that I did the guest tweet, which I'm going to try to do again, which is crazy, with Josh. You know, of course, he doesn't really like to use. He doesn't Twitter, he doesn't text, he doesn't do any of that, and I couldn't talk him into it, but I could talk him into the guest tweet. And we had worked on scenes that day. I think, did we have two or did we have one? Oh, I think it was only one. But it was one. And it was, we were very excited to do it, and it did kind of reference the fact that they actually had a relationship. And
really?
They
actually started that for a
change? They're going back?
I didn't say anything about it, but it was... You know, I can't, you know, because it's in the future and I can't say too much about it. But
yeah.
He was, the way he was talking to her and what he was talking to her about was definitely reflective of, at one time, these two had a relationship. So, boy, I went around the barn with that one. But so that was really nice because I had a chance to talk to the writers. And this is one thing that I expressed that sometimes – it's frustrating when you have a, in the past, when we had, you know, you have a history with a character that just kind of totally disappears, and it's like you never even knew them. And, you know, they are, I think they're really aware of that for, you know, for everyone that, that sometimes that happens. And so I think maybe at least that will be, I'm not, you know, predicting anything Cayman-wise, but I am saying that I think that will be addressed, you know, that when you see Roman and Kate together, that they, you know, actually know each other.
For a long time.
How about John and Kate? Anything with John and Kate?
I do have some scenes coming up where I have the scripts, as a matter of fact. In a group scene. Interesting.
Oh.
That's all I can say. Interesting.
No.
I know Krishna Alfonso made a comment about it.
Who did?
Krishna Alfonso tweeted about how awesome your scenes were with John the other, you know, John and Kate one day.
I think she was referring to because a lot of people asked about that. But what she was referring to was the rooftop scene, you know, where they kissed I think it was the first time. You remember in the rain when they were kissing in the rain?
The rain. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Yes. She was referring to that. I guess we weren't even in, I don't think, that day. And I guess it was a topic of discussion in the makeup.
How funny.
It was very nice.
She
actually told Drake and I about that they had been, because she did tweet that, and I guess a few people misunderstood.
We thought
it.
There was a scene coming.
No.
Yeah.
They were.
Oh.
Yeah, Lord. I think it kind of sounded like that. That's not exactly what she meant. That I think they must have been just discussing various scenes, and they discussed that one, because at the time when we did it, it was, you know, it was interesting.
We need a few more rooftop scenes.
I know. I think we got applause on that one. But it was interesting because I think that was when we went down to the Summer Olympics, and I remember they wanted like a cliffhanger scene. Because I think they had the scenes with Marlena and Roman on the island at the same time, if I remember correctly. You guys probably remember better than I do. But I think they had their scenes. I think they were kissing in their scenes, weren't they? Roman and Marlena? I think they were. Anyway.
Yeah.
I'm only relaying information here. So I think that's what that came out of anyway. So it was a pretty good cliffhanger, as I remember.
I was going to think, who hasn't Kate been with?
Well,
that's
I know. Seriously.
Who hasn't Kate
been with everybody?
I'm trying to think going through, yeah.
I know. It's been kind of amazing.
You need to start working away around the list again.
That's why I have to laugh when people are always talking about, everything, bring her down a few pegs. Because seriously, I mean, she's had some hard times here.
Hey, she's got all the hot guys, yeah.
It's been rough. I mean, look, at he marries Roman, he gets murdered, or so she thinks. I mean, she's engaged to John, his wife comes back. I mean,
From the dead.
I mean, it was.
She had Stefano and EJ.
I know. Well, and really, EJ. I know what happened. The EJ thing was kind of. I know that's kind of ended. That was interesting. Nicholas. Whatever happened to
Nicholas? Oh, Nicholas. Yeah.
But they weren't. Are
really
you following
together.
Victor Webster? Are you following Victor Webster on Twitter?
Ooh.
I am.
Oh, I'll have to check that out.
I think he's Webster Victor or something like
okay.
that.
So. He's very.
Yeah, he and Austin Peck were tweeting each other the other day.
Oh, they
so
were.
I follow both of them.
Oh,
yeah.
I just spoke to Austin Peck the other day.
Aww,
we keep in contact. Yes, we talk.
Aww.
He's a good guy.
He's a great guy. Yes, I miss him.
Aww.
I remember Austin Peck said in an interview that you were the nicest person on the cast, and he always hung out in your
Aww.
Dressing room.
Oh,
yeah,
so sweet. You know, he reminded me, it's really funny because we were talking, we had a long conversation just like a week ago, and we were trying to figure out like when we both came on the show, and we realized that we both came on the show almost at the same time. I guess he came on like maybe a few months before me, maybe five, but anyway, that we kind of came on together. Which I wasn't aware when I came onto the show because to me, I mean, he was, the existing character of Austin and, of course, Lucas. And, I mean, all of her kids were there and that whole scenario, the whole thing with Sammy, all of that was going on. But he had really just joined the show, too. He was relatively a newbie. And we got along so well from day one. I mean, he was just so sweet to me and so gracious. And I mean, really, really nice to me. Because it's hard when you come in to a new show, and when you're replacing, someone else. And, it's hard. It can be, a little rocky in the beginning. And everyone was lovely, but Austin, went out of his way. So we kind of bonded, I think. And now I understand. Mm-hmm. It's so funny because all these years later, I kind of understand why now. Really, because he was kind of new, too, and he was talking about that. So for each of us, he's, that's why, I love Patrick Muldoon, and he's back, and I understand that he was the first Austin, but for me, Austin Peck was Austin, and
right.
had never worked with Deborah Dare, and, Patrick Muldoon had, so
right.
it was, it's interesting. It's just a whole different experience, so.
Yeah,
hey, Victor Webster tweeted Sue and said you were hot.
Really?
Yeah.
I should tweet because I have to tell you, still, there was a scene that Kate and Nicholas did when she had a flat tire. You guys remember
yes.
that? It was seriously unbelievable. I thought, what am I on the cover of a romance novel?
Yes.
It was so intense. I mean, So he's hot.
Yeah, it's Webster Victor is his Twitter.
Wow.
Yeah, he said you were hot.
Really? No, he's hot. So hot. I was still hearing about it. I was still hearing about how hot he was all these years later.
Well, hey, Jill, are you still there?
I'm here.
We started with Cayman, and we just wanted to go on all these other men. Did you have anything else to share with Lauren?
I do remember the flat tire scene.
That was awesome.
The soaking wet rain, I remember that.
Remember that, and then he had to take off his shirt,
and wore his leather coat with no shirt on.
I think it was I feel like everybody on stage was like, what? Certainly all of the women were just, oh, my God.
There was a shower one, too.
I do remember that. Oh, my God. We're really going to go there now. I know. It was really amazing. And then there was the one in the office. Do you remember?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Did we remember? That was Kate's fantasy.
Yeah, there's a few. There's just a few montages of that online, just FYI.
That was the hottest thing I've ever seen on a soap.
That was really amazing. And we really, I mean, we worked on that one because it was pretty cool how they did that. I thought it was
when you bumped your head.
I did bump my head. I know, because as I remember, we like fell into the spot onto the desk. And the camera's above us. And, like, we were, like, really wanted to work this out. That would be, like, hot. So I definitely, like, really fell back on the desk and smacked my head. But, of course, you just keep, I'm staying to the theater, man. I'm going to keep on going. It doesn't matter. I don't care. This whole thing is supposed to be hot.
That was too hot for daytime.
Yeah. The professors must have been napping that day. How'd that get through? I know this is very twisted, but I'm thinking it's time, with corporate Kate going back to the office, we need to get her a new desk mat. What do you say, kids?
I agree.
Oh, my gosh, that's true, because of EJ, too, is the same thing. Something about her and her desk.
Yes.
I don't know what that.
And Chelsea walks in, and she's like, all of a sudden it dawns on her what her grandmother has been doing, and then EJ walks out.
God.
Oh, my gosh. That's
I know. Oh, my Lord. I know. That was really
that was
amazing. I know. She's been fairly active, hasn't she? Maybe that should have been on the little online talk they did about getting to know Kate. I guess I should have been talking about that.
Yeah.
People can really get to know Kate.
We'll do a campaign and we'll send in desk mats for you, okay?
Okay.
Oh, my God.
We want to see Kate on the desk again with some hot guy or whoever it is.
Oh, no. All right. Yeah, the scenes can be really awkward to do.
I'm sure.
I bet.
But you
want them to be really nice
I mean,
and hot for you guys, but they can be awkward.
I'm sure. Well.
Very
still,
funny.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
I wasn't saying anything. I was just listening.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. All right. Well, let's see. We have a caller from Israel that was like,
that's Bobby.
Bobby, is it really?
Yeah,
oh, yeah,
I'm going
to
talk to you.
So.
Oh, I'm so excited.
I told her to call. It's 6 o'clock
Jill,
in the morning
stay,
for her.
Jill, you can stay on. I'm just going to bring Mozzie in because I know it's a weird time for her, okay? So just a second.
It's 6 a.m., I think.
Oh, cool.
Hi. Is this Mozzie?
Yes, hi.
Mozzie.
Oh.
Hi.
Hello, it's Lauren. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, I'm very good. I'm so excited to hear your voice.
Oh, me too.
Oh, my gosh. You are up super early, huh?
What?
It's early there in the morning, right?
Yes, it's like 5 a.m. now.
5 a.m.
Yeah.
That's like the same time I go to work. So I understand.
Well, I don't really have. Yeah, I'm really shy.
That's okay. I'm shy.
We're glad you called in.
Yeah.
What?
This is great.
It's so cool. So, do you have any questions that I could answer for you? Are you getting to watch the show there?
No, they stopped the show here like 2 years ago, so I don't really have what to ask, but I thought it would be nice to call and hear you finally talk to you.
Aww. I'm so glad you did. I'm so glad you could call in. Now, have you joined the Army, you said?
Yes, about four weeks ago, and I'm home for the weekend.
Oh.
Tell her about your guns, Mozzie.
What?
Your guns? You're learning how to shoot guns?
I can't hear you.
Are you shooting the guns in the Army?
We have shooting practice, and it's really nice. Yeah.
Are you a good
shot?
Do
you pretend like you're Kate?
Okay.
Oh my gosh. Well, I'm sure you're doing a fantastic job. A really good, very good job.
Oh,
you know, Mozzie was 10 minutes away from us last year, from me and Sue, and
really?
We missed her by like an hour. Yeah.
Well, how did that? What do you mean?
She was at the Air Force Museum here in Dayton.
Oh, you're kidding.
And I got off work early, and we missed her tour group by like an hour.
Oh, my gosh. That's unbelievable.
I was so mad. 10 minutes from my house.
I can't believe that.
I know.
Oh, my gosh.
I wanted to cry.
Maybe there'll be another time.
Uh-huh.
I hope so.
That would be wonderful. That would be. Can you imagine getting a big group of all of us all together?
Oh,
that would be cool.
It would be really cool.
You can all come to Israel.
Oh, that would be
exciting.
That would be neat. That would be very exciting. Well, who knows? Maybe in the future.
Yeah, maybe.
It would be wonderful.
Well, you've been to Egypt, right?
I've been to Egypt, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. You sang in Egypt.
The camel.
I sang in Egypt. Yes, I did. In fact,
you sound underenthused.
I might have to find. I'm going to look for a clip. I had a whole video, and I was thinking of trying to get little clips of it because you guys would really kick out of it. It's pretty funny. You have to see me all in my black leather.
I want to see it.
Rock and roll. It's pretty funny. I'll try to get it together.
That would be something to see.
It would be.
Definitely.
You could be free to laugh, absolutely.
No, I think it's cool.
Hey. Well, I had fun, that's for sure.
Rocker cause.
That's my rocker cause. That's my alter ego. Yes, definitely.
So, Mozzie, are you still on the line?
Yeah, I'm a little bit sick, so it's okay.
Are you sleeping?
Thank you.
Calling.
Thank you so
much
for calling.
It was nice to talk to you.
Yes.
It was so nice talking to you. You take care.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye,
Mozzie.
Bye.
I talked her into calling. She was afraid.
That is so...
Aww.
Oh, Sherry,
so
I'm
adorable.
So glad you did that. That is so wonderful.
She's
what
so
a
adorable.
Great idea.
Because we can talk on Viber. It's like a free thing on the iPhone. And she texted me, and I told her, I said, give me your number. And then I gave her the number to call. Cause she
that's so great. Yeah. Wow. You are
savvy. Hey, Dave is international, right? I mean, you have fans in Sweden and Germany.
It's true.
Saudi
it's
Arabia,
really,
you know.
Yeah.
It's Israel, it's amazing.
Yeah, it's really cool. So. It really is. It's really nice.
I don't think she said they have it over there anymore. She can't watch it right now.
I think I could be wrong, but I think they used to get the signal from Egypt. They got it. I don't know. Or maybe Egypt got it from Israel. I can't remember. It was one place it wasn't. I don't know.
But at least on the internet.
I was thinking Bold and Beautiful. I was thinking Bold and Beautiful, not Jason Rowling.
I'm so glad she called.
Yeah, that was neat. I was so excited to see her call.
Yeah.
Before we go on, I do want to mention that Michaela said to say hi. She wished she could be here.
Aww.
And she wanted to ask a question, and now I've forgotten it. Sherry, do you remember what the question
she
was?
She wants to know when Actors Need Money is coming out, or is it going to be?
That's right.
Unfortunately, we had a hang-up. No, in our casting, one of our roles. And it was all set to go, and we have the whole cast except for one person who I asked to do, and they were going to do it, and now they're not going to do it. So
I'll do it.
They're going to remain nameless right now. But it would have been really great if they had done it, and I think it would have been great for them, but they just... I know.
So they slowed up the production.
Yeah, so now we have to find one for this last role. We have all the scripts and we're ready to go. And it's really pretty funny. We might,
Okay. Hopefully.
She wanted me to ask you.
Okay. Well, so as soon as we get that role cast, then we'll start filming again, taping again.
And Anna, didn't you say Nikki wanted you to say hi? Or wanted to say hi?
Yeah, Nikki, I think you gave her a shout out last. She goes by Diva Nikki on Twitter,
yeah.
But she's a big fan of yours, too.
Oh,
and
cool.
She has class tonight, so she couldn't be here, and she was really bummed about it. She's in Chicago.
Oh, I just wanted
to say hi. And she called me the other night and told me the cutest little story. I'll make it brief, but she said, you'll love this. She says, I was home having a rare time with my dad, and he's sitting on the couch reading the paper, and he doesn't watch soaps or anything, you know, totally out of it with that. And she had Days of Our Lives on, and she said, Lauren walks in and Kate starts saying, talking, and he literally takes the newspaper out, looks over the newspaper, is like, wow. He was just like, really? He said a few other things, too, that I won't share, but he was definitely willing to dump his girlfriend for you.
Who would know?
Well, I have to say that's good to know.
That's it. It was just funny. She said, I was just so tickled because here he is. He doesn't, he's not even paying attention. All of a sudden he hears Lauren's voice, or Kate's voice, I should say, because they're different. But he hears Kate's voice, and he just, like, looks up.
Oh, that
like,
is
wow.
So cute.
So I thought I would share that with you.
That is adorable. Well, please thank her for sharing that story. That's wonderful. It makes a girl feel good. Definitely.
Aww.
We all need that. We all need to hear those little stories. Tell her thank you. And send her love to her dad.
Yeah. Oh, I better be careful of that, though. He might show up.
I don't know.
He might be knocking on your door. Hey. No, but it was really sweet. I thought that was sweet.
It's very cool.
Okay. We have
too hot for your own good.
Area code 612 is next, and I think that's Trish. Hi, Trish.
Hi.
Hello.
Trish.
Hi.
Hello.
Thanks for being so patient. It's been a long
way. No
here.
Problem.
Sorry.
Hi, Trish.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah.
I'm good. How are you?
Pretty good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How's
very
your...
busy.
Oh, I bet. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that's kind of a loaded question this week, but I won't get into that.
You had a great week, didn't you, Trish?
Oh, it was just wonderful.
Oh, no.
So,
you have to tell her now.
Yeah,
you got to tell her. You have to tell her now.
I'll send her a message about it if she wants to know.
Okay. Okay. That sounds good. Well, I hope things are better now. Let's put it that way. Oh, no. So it was a rough week?
Yeah, kind of. But, it's all good now.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you could call in.
Yeah.
Definitely.
So what have you been doing with your week off work?
I have been catching up on... I don't even want to say chores, projects. I'm taking my classes. So I have classes on Monday and Wednesday. And, so I'm trying to get in more drawing and painting. I always try to do that on my hiatus. But there's, like, projects around the house, things that I've been doing. And plus, Millie Kate's birthday is on Sunday.
Aww.
So I've been...
Yeah, that's a big birthday.
It's a big birthday.
Yeah.
She's legal.
I know. So, I've been shopping and, that kind of stuff. I'm getting so used to these hiatuses now because, we have them like every 4 weeks. We go down for a week. Sometimes it's two. So it's kind of like worked into your schedule. It's like you leave everything. Okay, I'm going to have a week off pretty soon. Not that I don't have time off on other weeks too, but... It's time you can definitely count on. So I save a lot of stuff for those weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah. It used to be, before we had all these animals, that it would be a time to travel, but we don't do that as much. A farm full of creatures and critters.
to take care of.
Aww.
Yeah, but it's okay. It's good. It's good. We enjoy that too.
Yeah. The animal kingdom
is how big is Boomer?
Oh, Boomer is getting so big. And the funny thing about Boomer, he weighs more than Fergie, our other pit bull, already. And he's really huge. He kind of, it's still as if he thinks he's 7 weeks old, though. And we carried him around so much, like a little baby, that he still thinks he is. So he really just wants to get in your lap, even though he's a chicken.
Aww.
It's so funny. And he won't. It's not funny, and I know better than this, but I shouldn't baby him. But it's like he won't, like if he does jump up on our bed, he won't jump off because he thinks he's too little, so you have to pick him up and take him off. I mean, it's ridiculous. But he's so sweet that it's hard not to do it. And also, he has a little bit of a, unfortunately, we think a problem with his shoulder. So he does limp a little bit. We probably give him extra babying because of that. So now it's gotten really bad. Aww. He's totally babied, but he does have that. So he's a little, so even though he's still a puppy, he's a little slower because of his shoulder.
Yeah. Would that glucosamine help?
I'm sorry? Yeah, we do. We're giving that to him. And when we get him, he's going to be spayed. He hasn't been spayed yet. When we get him spayed, they're going to do x-rays and see exactly. They didn't want to really put him under for the x-rays. You know, they thought they would do that when they spay him. So then we'll find out exactly what it is. I mean, it could have been a little injury. He did, when he was a puppy, he did fall off the sofa. He was, and I think he might have injured it. And because he plays so rough, he'll be okay if he doesn't, like, play with the other, like with Fergie. But if he plays, then he gets really sore. So I'm thinking that maybe it was, like, a tendon or something that he just injured and hasn't been able to heal completely. We have, you know, if we keep him really contained, then he's okay. But that's hard to do with him.
And he's still growing, too.
And he's still growing. So we'll see.
Lauren, I'm real serious about that calendar. I mean, he is so, like, expressive.
I know, you know.
And yours and Millie Kate's
I know, and I think about
that. I mean,
it's a great suggestion. I really want to do it. I'm
horrible.
Sad about these projects. But that is a it is really
I know.
And I would really like to
do
it. You're right, and he is so photogenic. And actually, we do have some rescues here on the property. I mean, he's not the only one. We have the horses, we have goats. I mean,
yeah, one for each month.
Yeah. I really like it. I'm going to get on that because you're totally
right. Well,
I
know you have a million projects, so I know.
You know,
I'm not
going to hear. This is really bad. I can't believe I'm going to do this. I'm going to blame Millie Kate because I said, Millie Kate, would you help me with this? Because she is a really good photographer, and she's great, obviously, with all the Photoshop and everything has to go on with it. She's like, really? I'm like, really?
Tell her to quit dragging
her
feet.
So I'm going to twist her arm a little bit, although she's too busy with college right now, but I'm going to try to get her to help. She's really great with that stuff, so.
She is so good at that. And he just, I mean, like that one close-up that you took the other day, I don't know how long ago it was, a couple weeks ago maybe. Oh, my gosh. I mean, and just I think between your artistic talents and his expressiveness, he would just be, like, I don't know. Anyway,
he would be really, I think he would be really good. And I would love to do it just to, because Millie Kate had a point, too, you know, when we're doing our post a pick of your pet day, you know, to really maybe start thinking about the pit bull thing, too, because you know, they have such a hard time, and there's so many of them in the shelters, and it's just, you know.
Absolutely.
I
it could
like
be great.
Would be. Okay. All right.
Just a thought.
Thank you.
You're
right. My bad. Completely.
Aw.
Try to do it.
Okay. Well, let's see. We have a caller from... And Trish, you can stay on. I'm just going to go ahead and bring in another caller. Area code 775.
Hello.
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 Hi, who is this?
Sarah.
Sarah? Hi. Yes.
Hi, Sarah. It's
Welcome.
Lauren. How are you?
Hi. I'm good. How are you?
Welcome.
Do you have a question for Lauren, or you just want to say hi?
I just wanted to say hi.
Aww.
Kind of get shy at times.
Oh, that's okay. We've had a lot of this is like a convention of shy people, actually. We've had a lot of that.
No.
I was talking earlier about I totally understand that I'm exactly the same way most of my life. I've been a very shy person. A little better now. But I have to be in the public eye, so cheating. But thank you for calling. Have you watched the show for very long or?
Off and on since like 1997 and
oh really?
Yeah.
Oh.
And like 2007 started to watch a little more. Okay. And then after Guiding Light and As the World Turns went off, it was like every day.
Oh. I know. It was sad for all of us to lose those other shows. It's like a family. I mean, I know we're competitive on different networks, but you know, we're all doing the same thing, so it was sad for all of us to see those shows go. So. And I definitely watched those other shows growing up, so
definitely.
And well, thank you for tuning in and thank you for calling.
Oh, you're welcome. I also wanted to say I also draw and paint.
You do?
Yes, I do.
Oh, fantastic. What kind of paint? Do you do oils or acrylics?
Acrylics.
Yeah, I like acrylics. I think there's oils are wonderful, but for me, for the kind of painting I like to do, I can't do the wait for all the drying and all of that. So, what do you like to paint? What style?
Oh, different kinds. I'll tweet you a picture of one of my paintings that I entered in the fair this year.
Oh, that would be fantastic.
Cool.
I would love to see it. I would love to see that. See, that's wonderful. This is the way we can share our artwork and get it seen by everyone.
Yeah.
That's a really good idea. That's a really good idea. Yeah, I pursued art in college, and then I didn't do it for years and years and years and years and years. It's a long time. And my daughter, when she started college, she was in some wonderful art classes, and I was seeing the work she was bringing home, and I decided to go back to class. So I'm back in class again. I'm just doing really concentrating on the human figure. That's my challenge right now. So I'm doing life drawing classes, but it's a lifetime activity. So enjoy it.
Right.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. I'm in the same place kind of drawing as I was when I was 18.
Oh.
Struggling with it, but I'm less critical now.
Okay, I'm in the same place as I was when I was 4.
See, that's a good
me too.
Show.
Yeah, me too.
I'm just trying to get stick people down.
Stick people. Yeah, that's me.
Well, isn't it Pablo Picasso who said it was? It's finding your child as you grow to keep that child alive. Something like that. I think it's
finding your inner child.
Yes, and yes, and keeping them happy and alive. That's
I
true.
Can't even do paint by numbers.
Yes, you could. Well, thank you so much for calling and sharing with us.
Oh, thank you for calling, Sarah.
Thanks for taking my
call.
Take care.
We'll look forward to seeing your art on Twitter.
Yes.
Yeah.
Super.
All right.
It'll be very cool.
I'll post it in a little bit.
Okay. Thank you.
Cool.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
So, Lauren, speaking of that, when are you going to start tweeting pictures of your life drawing class and not
the
skeleton?
Oh, my God.
What's this I hear about the naked men class on Wednesday? What's that all about?
Well, it's a life drawing class. And
oh, okay.
Life drawing class, you're drawing the body.
Uh-huh.
Well, you wouldn't have clothes on because you have to, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually a fascinating class. It's a really, really good class.
Mm-hmm.
And I hadn't taken one for ages, you know.
Uh-huh.
That's neat, though, because it, you know, gets the juices, you know, gets the creative juices flowing. That's a poor choice of words, sorry.
It is pretty funny.
I did not mean it that way.
Yeah. It's very
that
funny.
That was a little Freudian slip.
Oh,
I'm my Gucci, my Teo, Gucci is showing.
Oh yeah.
Don't get
it is. I mean, it definitely is part of.
of it. It's so funny because, you know, when you first go in and, you know, if you first model, you know, and they do. It's just very blasé. It's really nothing. It's all about the body. But, you know, they take off their clothes. And if you haven't been into a class like that or haven't been to a class
oh my God.
A long time, it is. It's like kind of shocking at first. But it really is amazing.
Did you change the model yet?
But it is really amazing how quickly it's like all that goes away, and it's just like you, it really hits you how amazing the human body is. It's amazing. And we have all,
yeah.
And you're going to make a joke about everything I say here, but it's true. It's all shapes and sizes.
Definitely.
And I mean, but you really do. Mm-hmm. And it's just fascinating. And it's how like almost every body becomes really amazing and beautiful. I mean, it really does. And just, it's such a chance, because I've, you know, been drawing all different kinds of things, but now I'm just totally consumed with the human body, because I think it crosses just across eons, you know, throughout time. Artists have struggled with that, with drawing that, and I think there's some kind of collective unconscious that was wanting to capture ourselves in some form, in some way, and it's like understanding the body is understanding the psyche. I mean, I'm getting a little heavy here, but it's true, and it's kind of amazing and mystical, and sometimes there's like really hot guys too. Okay, so I'll
okay,
I'm
okay.
Sure.
Tell the truth. No.
Okay. I'll tell the truth.
I've seen them all working in the nursing home. So.
Well,
oh gosh,
oh gosh,
you're so funny. I'm like, oh boy, don't want to see you anymore.
Oh, no. Oh Lord, I would just sit there and giggle. They'd have to kick me out.
Oh, it's so.
I would
yeah.
too. I would.
Mm-hmm. But you know, I know very little about art. I appreciate it. I've been to some of the nicest, most amazing.
Uh-huh.
You know, art galleries and museums in Europe and America and stuff.
Uh-huh.
But I can't do it. That's something I cannot do at all. But I appreciate it.
Yes.
But Leonardo da Vinci did a lot of artistic studies of different body parts and the
oh, yes.
the muscles and all that. So that's oh. fascinating to me. So I see what you're saying from that standpoint, you know, that when you really look at the detail of it and you're really trying to get the
well, it's a beautiful,
that would be interesting.
It is really interesting. I mean, it's, and the more you do it, the more your mind is open to that and your eyes are open to it. And I was joking about the skeletons the other day, but truthfully, I mean, because that's part of it. I mean, you have to learn the entire structure of the body to draw it correctly and then to take off from there. So, yeah, we were studying the skeleton, and we have to draw the skeleton, then you're going to draw the muscles on the skeleton, all of that. So it's understanding why the body is the way it is. And, you know, we have models of all different weights and size and body shapes and all of it. And it's kind of, and they're so amazing because they're just there modeling, and they're so comfortable in their skin, however they look, which is an amazing thing too. So it's very interesting. It is fascinating for many different reasons. But also, you do start to see how amazing the body is, how
right.
unique we are, and it is really hard to capture that. You know, it definitely is. So I understand why artists throughout the centuries have been so enthralled with doing that and challenged by doing that. Anyway, and just that it speaks to you when you go to a museum is, you know, says something there.
Yes, yes. So I'll try to
get on that subject.
Oh. Well, hey, we have a caller from area code 469, so I'm going to bring them in.
Okay.
Hello, this is area code 469. Are you there?
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hi. Who is this?
This is Viggs.
Sorry, what's your name?
This is Megan.
Hello, Megan. Okay, hi.
Hi, Megan. It's Lauren.
Hi.
How are you?
Hey, girl. What's up? We're just, me and Marie are giving a play-by-play right now. All the girls fans.
Wait a minute. Is this Ziggs 26?
Yes, this is Ziggs. It took me a second because I know a couple different Megs. I'm like, wait a minute. She's all familiar, though.
It was,
so
that
Ziggs.
Was so formal. I was like, who is
I know. Well,
I know.
I was calling.
Maria. Is Marie there too?
Well, I think she's on the line. We've been waiting, but I was like, I was talking to her on the phone earlier, and I was like, should I address myself as Megan or Ziggs? I was like, it's all different. You know what I mean? All the time, it's like totally different numbers. So.
Well, hello and welcome to the party.
Yeah.
I feel like we kind of are having a party. It's like a virtual party.
Even well, though
we told
fun. In some ways. And I did like your collage. I more than liked it. It was great, and I have to figure out how to use it. But thank you so much for doing that.
Oh, is this the Bowie collage?
Yes. Yes, the Bowie.
Yeah.
Excellent.
The amazing Bowie collage. There's probably a lot of people are viewing right now, right?
Oh, yeah, they totally love it. I just made it in paint. It's really easy.
Okay. All right, I'll figure it out.
I don't know how to do any of that. I'm in awe of people who can do it because I just don't know how to do any of that.
I know. I'm getting better because, you know, if you take the time, we can do it. We can learn. But it's doing that, right? I know.
Yeah, exactly.
I know. Well, so how are you doing tonight?
Well, I'm good. Hey, Millie Kay just tweeted. She goes, I'm put on hold for my own mother. What is this world?
Oh my God!
I thought that was for Erica. And I was like, oh man. Okay.
Oh,
we'll get her on in a minute.
Just to call in the blog talk to talk to her mom, huh?
That is so funny. Well, because before I called in, she had called, and I'm like, oh honey, what? I just have to do this interview. And she's like, oh, nice, Mom. I'm like, right. I'm driving home from school. I'm like, oh, I'm going to call you back.
I see what's more important.
I was having a
really
guilty
like
mom.
She just wants her cake.
Moment.
She just wants her cake, right?
She wants her cake. Aww. I know. I hope she wasn't listening to this. Darn it. No.
Aww. Well, there's a couple people before her. I have to be fair.
No, you have to be fair. That's true. Absolutely. I'm sorry, little monster, but.
Oh. We love her, though. We love her.
I know. Aww. Hey, I know what's a good thing. She probably heard the thing about the calendar. So maybe we can bring that up. She can help me. I can put her on the
phone. Yes, okay, there you go. I'll put the pressure on. I'll definitely work her when I bring her on.
I know.
No, I don't. No, it's totally, I don't need to be pressed.
I know. So, Meg, what did you think of the first week?
They're all laughing because Millie Kate's on hold.
They're laughing. It is pretty funny. So, what did you think of the first week?
Oh, I thought it was great. I loved yesterday's episodes. I was like, I loved your whole, like, outfit, and I loved you kicking ass towards Sarah Brown. And
it's so funny because I hadn't watched them. I have them DVR'd, and I watched them all together, and I had forgotten because people had commented on the outfit, and I thought it was – I wasn't sure which scene it was, and I had remembered a whole different outfit, which is – I was talking about the Vivian Westwood. And then I watched it, and I'm like, oh, no, wait a minute, that's not the Vivian Westwood. I had totally forgotten
that. I would have been really mad if you were on the red carpet and you got that wrong.
I know.
But that was a beautiful necklace, definitely. It caught a lot of people's attention.
The thing is, I have to check this, and that's why I wasn't saying anything, but I think that necklace, I think it was really a belt, and I turned it into a necklace.
I love it.
I'm going to check when I go back, because we loved the dress, and when I put it on that morning, I felt like it needed something else, and I think it was a belt, and I decided to make it a necklace, and it looked like a great necklace, doesn't it? Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it was
Yeah, it was a really great belt, too. So I'm going to check it out when I get back to make sure before I announce that.
That was so funny. You're like, oops, my bad.
I know. But it's kind of fun. I mean, I think it's a fun fact, too, because you can do stuff like that. It can look great. You know, you have fun with the fashion. That's the whole thing with Kate. You know, that's another thing I love about her.
Definitely.
Yes.
Marie. Marie wants me to hurry up and ask my damn question so she can get on. But she's cracking me up tonight. Anyway, what do you think of those CDs? Because I know there's a lot of unknown artists on there. I just wanted to get your input on that real quick.
On what?
on those CDs. I know there was a lot of unknown artists I put on there.
I know. I can't believe there's so many. I've just started. I'm listening to them on my car. And you're blowing me away. There's so much there.
You know, there's a lot. Half of that stuff nobody's even heard of, but it's really amazing.
Really? Yeah, there's some great cuts. There's some really great cuts. I want to kind of put it into my my hard drive there so I can just have it in there. But thank you so much for doing that. It's amazing. I'm going to have to, like, do notes and tweet you on the various cuts. How's that? Then we'll get specific stuff. Because I know you've been talking about that for so long, and I felt so badly. It was so weird how the packages didn't arrive, and then all of a sudden they're there. So who knows where they go? And
did you get the birthday cards I sent you?
I'm sorry?
Did you get the birthday cards I sent you from September? You didn't?
Nope.
I'm going to have to send them again. Okay. Just checking.
Because I just got this package from Meg. I mean, it was so weird.
Yeah,
it's jewelry and the peacock stuff. Thank you so much. And for the music, I'm still listening to it. So
they're awesome.
Based on that, thank you so much for doing that. It was really sweet.
It's much more.
Cool.
Thanks for calling. Thanks for being so patient. We've got a lot of callers, and so it's been great that people want to talk to Lauren. And I know some of you guys have been on hold for a while, so thank you for being patient with us.
Thank you. Thanks for calling.
You're totally welcome.
I'll talk to you on Twitter.
All right, get Maria cold before she has a spaz attack.
Okay.
There's two people actually in front of her, so we'll get to them. We'll get to her in a few. All right. Well, take care.
Okay. And I think we have a birthday at the end of the month, right? You have a birthday coming up, right?
Yes, I do.
Yes, that's right.
Another,
there are so many October babies. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah, Jill,
because my sister was 2 days before mine, so it's like we're always having parties and stuff.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah,
Jill's in this month. Millie Kate.
I know.
Marie.
Yeah, Dennis Garwood.
Marie, Nick.
I know.
Yeah, Dennis.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, Dennis. That's right.
Yeah, his is on the 26th.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Yeah. All right. Well, take care.
Take care. Thank you for calling.
You're totally welcome.
Bye.
I'll talk to you later.
Okay.
Bye. All right, bye.
Okay, Justin in Atlanta has been patiently waiting here, and I'm going to bring him on. Got a guy calling in. Hello? Hey, Justin?
Hello. I think I'm the first guy tonight calling in.
Yeah.
Yay.
How are you doing, Lauren?
I'm doing very well. How are you doing?
I'm good. This is Justin in Atlanta on Twitter, and I was the one you put out suggestions for name to your dog, and I suggested Boomer because that's my cat's name.
Oh,
yes.
Well, it's a great name. Thank you. Oh, that's so fantastic.
Yeah,
it's working really well for him. And the funny thing is, he really is a Boomer. I mean, he just really seems to suit him. Oh, my gosh. That's wonderful.
My Boomer's sitting next to me on the couch now.
Really?
He's a 15-year-old cat. He's getting old.
Oh. That's so
sweet.
Well, my
I just wanted to say I love Stefano and Kate together. I think they make a great couple.
Yay.
And, I mean, believe it or not, I didn't have a question. I just wanted to call in and say I really like you on the show.
Oh,
and I wanted to talk to you so much. I just got back from a vacation in China, well, it was a week ago, but the jet lag's still pretty bad. And I'm, like, almost falling asleep here, but I just wanted to call in and talk to you.
Oh, that is so sweet of you. Thank you so much. Thank you for naming my dog. That really, and it sounds like you got a great name because your cat's doing great, and that's fabulous. Thank you.
And I wanted to say, you sound very different from Kate. It's your cadence and the words you use, and it sounds like your personality is very different.
I am very different.
I'm a good actress, but now that I know you're so different from your character, I know you're a good actress.
Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. I really do. She definitely lives in me, but I am a very different person, even though we share some, I'm sure we share some traits. But thank you. I appreciate that a lot. I really do. And thank you for staying up to make the call.
Okay, yes. Well, there are other callers waiting, and there's only 20 minutes left in the show, and I think I'm going to go to bed. So have a good night.
Thanks for calling. Thanks for your patience. Take care, Justin.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Aww.
Yeah, he's so sweet, and he did tweet. He was the first one to tweet the Boomer idea. It was really, we were really tickled. And that's what Boomer's name ended up being.
I know.
Oh. So, okay. Well, Millie Kate is finally next. Hello?
Hello?
Hey. Happy early birthday.
Hello?
Millie Kate.
Hey. Hi, honey. How are you?
Good. I was on Twitter, and I saw the phone number. So...
So you decided to call your mother?
Well, like, I figured
that. You are
she
so
just wants
funny.
A birthday cake.
I told you I'd call you back.
I didn't.
I love it.
I didn't have a birthday conversation.
Do you have a question for me, ma'am?
I know that previous caller said that you're very different from Kate, your character, but, like, there have been brownie incidents, so, like, I don't know.
Hey.
I'm just saying, like, non-fat yogurt brownies you used to make. Like, that was
Silly Kate, just because they were non-fat does not mean they were poisonous.
There was yogurt in them. So weird.
Yes, my darling daughter, but yogurt does not make them poisonous.
Well, I don't know. What if lactose intolerant?
You do have a point, though. You do have a point. Okay, so some of my very healthy cooking might have seemed poisonous to a child. I understand.
Do you have a question for me?
Do I have a question for you?
Yes.
You're coming home this weekend, right, for your birthday?
Yeah, I'm coming home tomorrow.
You are?
Aww.
Listen to it.
Oh, by the way, Millie Kate, I'm supposed to wear you down and beg you to do that Boomer calendar with your mom.
That's a question.
Oh, my God,
yes.
Yeah. That would be so funny.
Yes, Millie Kate, that's the question. Are you going to, will you help me do the calendar for the rescue calendar? Come on. Okay.
Oh, well, yeah.
Yeah.
Are you
going to? What? You're going to take the, because you're so good with the camera. We'll take the photo.
You can't be weird.
What?
You don't like the picture. You don't like when I take pictures of you.
No, I do. Okay, you guys are listening to this. This is what happens. I will take the picture, but we have to, like, work it out, okay?
Okay. No, but, like, it has to be organic.
What? Organic?
Organic, you know?
Oh, see, we struggle over the artistic.
No, because you say, like, make it candid, and then you pose.
Okay.
So, like,
she's very strict with me.
I love it.
All right, but at least we can commit to doing something, right?
Are we going to, like, theme it? So, like, December, like,
we'll figure something out, right?
Yeah, I'll do it.
The talents that both of you have and that gorgeous dog.
We can figure something out. You would have to be able to come up with something. Okay.
He promised on air.
You promised.
I'm on the record saying I'll do it.
Thank you.
All right. Woo-hoo.
I love you.
All right, I'm going to let other people talk.
Okay, sweetie. I love you.
I'll talk to you later.
Bye. Thanks for calling.
Yeah.
He's so cute. Great kid.
He is. Mm-hmm. My cat is now impatient. I've been on the phone too long now. She's like trying to crawl over my computer. She's like, okay, I gave you some time. Now I want some attention. All right. Well, now we'll bring Marie on. I believe this is Marie. Hang on just a sec. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, is this Marie? Oh.
fucking time.
Hi.
I've been here for almost 2 hours. My ear is hot.
No.
Damn.
Is this Miss Lambert?
This is Miss Cullen Lambert. And guess who's with me right now?
Guess who what?
Guess who's with me right now?
Who's with you?
Hubward. Hold on.
Say hi. Hubward, oh.
Hi, Lauren.
Hi.
this is Jerry Salvatore. This is her husband. Is your husband Italian?
Hello, it's very nice to meet you. Please forgive me for sending those pictures of her with another man. It was only in the warmest way was it sent.
Can I ask you a question? What is your husband Italian?
Yes.
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 What's his last name?
He's a Scalacci.
Scalacci. I'm a Salvato.
Oh.
And I want. And we're Sicilian too. I just want to let you know that if you're ever in Dallas, we've got one of the greatest, biggest Italian families that you've ever seen.
Oh, how fabulous.
So come visit. We own a couple of restaurants. Have you ever heard of the Campisi's?
No,
she's never
okay. I'm going to give you back to Marie.
She's part of the college.
Thank you so much. That's a wonderful invitation, and I will tell my husband that sometimes he feels left out.
Is he
hear from Hubward.
Is he first-generation Italian in the U.S.?
He was born here, but his father was born in Sicily.
Just
but his
like
mother
me.
Was born here, too.
Yeah, just like me.
Yeah.
we got to meet someday.
Yes, that would be fantastic.
Okay, here's Marie.
Thank you.
It's good talking to you.
Nice
God, you're wasting my freaking time. Okay, Lauren.
Oh, yes. It was nice.
Okay, I've got my question.
Awkward.
Are you there?
Okay.
Okay, I don't have time to waste. Okay. I only got 15 minutes, and I'm going to use them all. You have a that big old chunky necklace that you were wearing. You just said you didn't watch the show, so.
I know the one you're talking about.
Okay, I don't like the necklace, but what is that purse is what I want to know. I love this.
Sure.
It's a silver purse.
I'll have to look because I forget about.
It's a big silver purse.
Yeah,
it's got, like, cross lace on it, kind of.
Yeah. I'll find out what it
was. Okay, I got to find out what that purse is. Okay.
I'll find out. It was so funny because that day we kind of, like, last minute, it was like, okay, how long is this day? Because I like to wear the best stuff on days that's going to last, you know,
mm-hmm.
a few days.
Mm-hmm.
So put all that stuff together. I had just got that coat and the bag was, all that stuff was new. So we like just like put it all together that morning. But
okay.
I'll find out.
Hey, is there ever anything in those purses when y'all have them? Besides your lines and your script and your
lipstick. Our lines, our script, definitely. That's why I love those big bags because
mm-hmm.
you put the script in it so you can grab it as soon as you go into it. But sometimes, you know, sometimes
okay.
it, like, fills with paper, which I really don't like because then it feels like a big papery thing.
Yeah. Okay.
I like to put
okay.
stuff in it.
There's,
so
sometimes there is, sometimes there's not, right?
Yeah. Most of the time
question.
It is. If I have it, I like to put stuff in it.
Okay. Oh, what do you put in there? Oh, let me guess. Some David Bowie CDs.
that would be good.
Your iPod, your iPhone.
I have been known to have an iPod. Yes, definitely in it. I used to do that a lot. I would have my iPod and my earphones. I did. I mean, there were years. Yeah, I've done that. Definitely done that.
Okay. Next question. I don't like the new Austin.
Aww.
I don't feel anything between y'all.
The new old. The new old Austin?
Aww.
Yeah, that Patrick Muldoon. I mean, I don't feel connection. Maybe it's because it's new and I still love Austin Peck in you, but
right.
How do you like him? I guess
well,
you're going to say
he's a lovely guy. I mean, he's a really nice guy. It's my first time that I had, you know, that I've met him.
Mm-hmm.
He's just a really great guy. You know,
okay,
really good
all
actor.
Right. Of course you have to say that.
You know, it's, I understand though what you're saying in terms of not being familiar with him because you know I have that's for me too and that's what I was talking earlier. It's for Christy Clark, who plays Carrie, and like for Alex, for a lot of people there, they did know Patrick from before because they knew the first Austin. I was never there when he was there, so you know, for me, it's
right.
new. But it's also it's like different for him because he never knew.
Right.
Kate. His Kate was Deborah Dare. So it was so funny because our first day together, we talked about that, that it was,
yeah.
for both of us, it was new. What I didn't know, though, is that he didn't know Kate, if I get this right, as his mother. Because in the beginning, Kate didn't know that Austin and Billy were her kids. So
right.
he had played, like, I guess he was on the show for 2 or 3 years. He did most of that time on the show just,
being this other guy. Yeah, I remember those years. Yeah, when he moved into that apartment and the first
uh-huh.
time, and then finally later on down the line, he found out he was Kate's son. And then he found Billy was his sister. I mean,
right.
she came in town after he was
right.
already settled there.
Right.
And that was Lisa Rinna.
Yeah. So all time. And I. Yeah. So and so and I did know her because she came back as Billy for a short time also.
Mm-hmm.
I think after Krista Allen, because Krista Allen. Was the Billy that I remember because she was, you know, the first.
I love the Billy Austin and, I mean, the Krista Austin Peck and you. Oh, that was perfect.
Yeah, that was.
But this new guy, I mean, the old new guy, I forgot his name already, but he seems so old to be your son. He looks old. I don't like that. Okay, well, I'll move on from that question. Next question.
Yes.
Oh, you know what? This
yeah.
is actually a comment. Are you still there?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Why didn't the writers do anything about Jade? I mean, I saw John go by Kate, walk by her, look at her. I see you look at him, but never nothing.
Well,
no,
that was kind of the interesting moment. I haven't seen it. I didn't know that, whether that aired or not. That wasn't actually in the script, really. And when we were doing those scenes, because since it was like a really large set, we're all kind of in there, but you have like different like little scenes going on, you know, but the rest of the actors would all be on the set. And at that point, he was going to, I think he was walking over to Marlena, I guess. Anyway, he was walking over. I was kind of in the background. So I was going to move out so I wouldn't be there, you know.
But no, you're right there.
Awkward. But then they asked me to stay. And
yeah,
I'm like,
I mean, I was like, why isn't he?
Right.
Saying
anything. I know.
I'm really upset about that. I mean, I'm really pissed off right there.
Well, it was a little awkward. And what I usually do is try to get, if I'm in a moment like that, I'll try to get out of the shot of the camera so that the audience doesn't see that. So you
right.
I would have, yeah. But
yeah, well, you're in there. Next time, move.
I did move. I did move, but then I'm directed to be there. They actually wanted to have that moment, and I'm not sure why.
And now,
okay,
so it's been 2 months since y'all have been filming this new date. Uh-huh. Has John said anything to Kate? Flip through that script that you got right there on the,
I
on the table.
Do you know I can't do that? I can't tell you.
But, I mean,
I have scripts right now, though. I have things.
Have you worked with him?
I can't tell you.
Oh, God. Okay, next question.
But I appreciate what you're saying, but that I can't tell you because they're very strict about not
yeah.
you know, letting that information out prematurely about who's working with each
other. Okay, well, if you can't tell that, what's this big announcement they're going to make in 6 days? Because I can't wait.
I can't wait either. You know, I didn't
know
about
that. You don't
know
what it is?
Where did you hear that?
I haven't heard about that.
On NBC Days. In 6 days, the big announcement is going to be made.
I actually don't know. Because you have to remember, we're on hiatus right now, too.
Well, it's on Twitter. And now that they follow you, thank you very much.
No, thank you. No, you know, you're absolutely right. Thank you.
You know, exactly. Hey, okay, so there's a big announcement in 6 days.
I know what I hope it is, but I have to honestly say I don't know what it is.
Okay.
Let me think about it.
Yeah, I haven't been on Twitter that much lately. I didn't even know about this.
Days of Our Lives. Yeah, they said there's an announcement.
They said there's a big announcement. You know,
yes.
But you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to try to find out tomorrow what it is. Because I
yeah.
have to wait for
oh.
Okay, let me look. Hold on. Give me 2 seconds.
Maybe
there.
Someone
okay.
new coming back. To,
hey,
someone coming
okay.
back to the show,
we're
maybe.
Better come back. Oh, one more thing. This new Madison, I hate to keep ranking her up, but I just don't like the writers, what they're saying. I mean, Kate could stand up to her, but they did not let her stand up to her when Brady and Victor and that new girl were just bashing Kate. And I know my Kate would have come back boom, 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 right off the tip of her tongue. But you just went... And then she said about the anti-aging cream, and all you
right.
said, okay.
I understand.
Do you understand where
I totally understand what you're saying. And
like the writers are bashing you too much, and we know that you have good comebacks, but obviously they're not writing those comebacks for you.
Well, I can only say what's written, you know. The thing is, I understand what you're saying, and I think it's really important if we do this storyline to keep these women strong and on track. And strong women, I don't think, have to nitpick at each other's...
Yeah, right.
Well, you're already doing that because then Kate goes around the corner trying to dig up stuff on her just to get her, you know...
Yeah.
You know, she's on the phone, you know, find out all you can about this girl so I can, you know, bring her down.
Yeah, no, I know what you're saying because you know that are you know we're all working women, so it's important
in more ways than one, apparently.
Well, and I'd like to think that women could have ways of dealing with each other than just calling each other names or their physical appearance. I don't like it when women always go there.
Yeah, and I don't. And Kate has been doing that all the time now with Chloe and with now with this new girl. I mean, just trying to get them. The hooker thing was ridiculous. Okay, now she's trying with this new girl. She's trying to bring her down. Why don't she just, you know, do her cosmetics thing, badass, and win that way?
Well,
hey guys,
Amanda,
yeah.
I totally hear you.
Okay.
I hate to interrupt, but we've got. I think it's important just to keep the, you know, that conversation going, you know, because I think it's a good story. It's just, you know, we want to make sure it's true.
Is it still, I mean, because you've been doing it for 2 months now. Is you still have a story with it, though? Are you still in that storyline? With the Madison and Ho?
Yeah.
You're still involved with that?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
There's another caller.
Okay, I'm leaving.
Well, hey, wait a minute.
Happy
delivery. It was very nice meeting your husband.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
That's hub word.
Let me tell you, he would have something in common with Nikki, so they're very interested.
Oh, really? Yeah, I know.
Glad we heard from him.
Yeah.
And I hope you had a good birthday.
I did. Thank you so much for everything, by the way. Okay, I got your Facebook message for 3 days. Can you please answer it?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, sorry. I didn't mean to read it.
Okay.
Lauren, I love you, as always.
Happy belated birthday.
Oh, wait, I forgot to tell you just one more thing. This is the perfect opportunity for Kate to get back with Daniel. He's single again. Chloe's out of town. Jennifer's man came back, and he's available. Think about it.
Okay.
All right. See you on Twitter.
Bye. All right. Take care. Thanks for calling. Oh, that's funny. Hey, we've got one more. Well, actually two, but one caller's been on for a really long time. Dama, are you there?
Okay.
Hi.
Dama.
Sorry. Sorry. We're about to get cut off here, so I just wanted to make sure you got on.
Hello.
Calling from Seattle?
Yes.
Hi.
I'm from
Seattle. Hi, Lauren.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well. It's good to hear your voice. Thanks for coming and taking time out of your time off to do this.
Thank you. It's been fun.
Yeah, I've been listening to all the stories. It's pretty fun, yeah.
Well, do you have a question? Can I answer a question for you, or?
Well, I don't know. I had been trying to think of some things that I wanted to say and also a question that I wanted to ask, but as the other callers were talking, they kind of had done that, had talked about some things that I was wondering about. But, you know, I saw a doctor's office yesterday, and and I was sitting there in the lobby, and the show came on, and there was Kate, and I was, you know, I was really taken aback by that necklace too that you guys are all talking about, which I guess turns out to be a belt.
Well,
and
my baby,
she was really taken aback by Kate. She was really watching. She's 6 months old, and she really clued in when you were on the screen there, so that
Aww.
Was pretty.
Oh, that's so cute.
That was kind of funny.
Oh, that's so funny. Well, I'm not positive. I'm kind of remembering. I think that's what I did. But when I get back to work next week, I'm going to check, and then I'll tweet about whether it was a belt. If it's not a belt, if it was a necklace, I'll say what it, you know, I'll tweet what it was and everything. And either way, I will, because we'll find out about the belt, too, because it looks pretty cool as a necklace, I think.
Yeah, well, I think it's a cool piece of accessory, any way you look at it, really.
Yeah, it was. It definitely was. And that's what's fun.
Cool,
that's what I really love about our costume designer, because she gets all kinds of interesting pieces, and she's really open to, you know, me playing with them and using them in different ways. I mean, she loves that. She'll come in like, oh, yeah, that's a great way to do that. So she's great, and we have fun. We have fun with the fashion, definitely.
Yeah, that's one of the perks of the job, is you get to have all those nice clothes and things to wear. That's nice.
That's true. It really is fun. It's really fun. It was so funny that we were discussing Halloween recently, and it's like doing the dress-up on the show kind of kills Halloween for me, because it's like I'm not into costumes now, because I feel like I do it for a living, you know, but that's okay.
Yeah, well, and also it's always so out of season, because you guys are having to film it so far in advance of the fact.
Yeah.
It's hard to get into the mood with that, you know.
It's
so
true. It's so true.
That's so hard, because you guys are light years beyond what we're seeing now, you know.
We are. We're finishing our Christmas shows and everything, and it's like everything's decorated. It's like when you finally get to those holidays, it's like, what? Wait a minute. We already did that 2 months ago.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, I guess you probably are getting a little more time off now than maybe you used to in years past, because the filming is a little bit differently now than traditionally in the past, because of all the budget cutbacks. So
yes,
but it's kind of nice
because we know ahead of time too. We have our whole yearly schedule, so that used to be sometimes a frustration with our old schedule, that you didn't, you know, it was difficult to schedule your time off for vacations. But now we know, so everyone's pretty much into the routine of it. And it is, the schedule is nice, because, you know, after 4 weeks, you know, you get this week break, and everyone comes back refreshed and, you know, really ready to go back to work. And it's nice, because we used to be very burned out by the end of the year on our old schedule.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Those 2 weeks, you were just chomping at the bit. My gosh,
yeah, it was,
you know,
really hard, and it was always a crunch at the end of the year that we'd have to get we'd be working sometimes on Saturdays, and it was really tough, and it was tough on our crew. Our crew works really, really hard, and it was hard on them. So
it's hard on your families, too. They hardly ever see
you. That's
true. Goodness.
That's very true.
I guess your work days actually are probably nicer, too, because you're not there for as many hours as they used to be.
Yeah, it is
so
nice. I mean, sometimes it's tough, because most of the time things are in one take, you know, which is unheard of.
That's a lot of pressure, but you guys are, you know, you especially, I mean, you guys are just so good at what you do. I just can't imagine you can't get it in one take.
thank you. You're very nice.
A lot of pressure on you, but really, you know,
we try to make it, because, you know, we believe in the show and we want it to work, and if that's our schedule, we're going to do it. So, you know, everyone's very committed. It's a very committed, hardworking group.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you all really care about the show, and you all really put 100% or more into your characters, too. It's obvious. It shows.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Well, let you go. This is great.
Thanks for calling. Thanks for holding for so long. I know you held for a long time.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, you're welcome. Okay. Take care.
Okay.
Take care. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, we actually have one more caller. I'm not sure if it's somebody who called in earlier or not. It looks like it's another Atlanta number.
Okay.
Yeah, it was someone.
Oh, they're probably listening. Maybe they're just listening.
Yeah, they're probably just listening, yeah.
Okay.
Besides, the show's,
okay,
cool. Show's over now. So.
Okay.
It's still recording, but we're still recording, right? So.
Right. It's not airing live. Yeah.
Oh,
well,
very
that was
cool.
That was great. So many people calling. That was wonderful.
That was so much fun. It really was. It was great. I mean, it does feel like a party. You guys do a great job. It's really nice.
Oh, thanks. We'll have hangovers tomorrow. It's midnight.
I know. That's true. Oh my God.
Wait, you draw a good crowd, Lauren.
Oh,
yes.
You're
yeah.
sweet. It's
you're
really
so sweet.
Fun. I mean, everyone is so into it, and it's wonderful. It's a really great group of people. So it was fun.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
Right. And I really mean it. Thank you so much last time for really talking to me about Twitter. I feel like I've been able to be in contact with so many more people and with the audience, and it's just been great. So, and I owe that to you.
Aww.
So thank you.
Well, we're glad that you're on there now because it does. It gives people a chance to really get to know you and everything
yeah.
a little bit. And it means a lot to everyone, I think.
It's really kind
know,
of fun.
We'll
you know, and I guess I often forget because over the years we justify our characters so much that we start to really believe it. And so I forget, you know, that Kate sometimes can seem a bit intimidating to people, I guess. And so sometimes my interaction with the audience can be hampered by that. So it's kind of nice. I feel like I've been able to communicate with people a little bit more and
Yeah, your personality can come out, and they can feel like they're getting to know a little bit more of the real
right.
you.
Yeah.
So that's nice. That was nice to know Kate called in.
I know.
Yeah.
Good. Aww. See, we got her to, I think she agreed, didn't she? Did everyone hear that? She agreed to do
that. I never believe in, like, trying to pressure someone to do anything, but it is for a good cause,
it
right?
is her cause.
So,
and I know she believes in it too. I mean, she's so funny because we always do have a little differences about the camera work, but we'll. We will, huh?
I love it.
Oh, that's so cute.
Well,
yeah.
You.
Well, your dinner's probably burned by now.
I think I'm going to have a salad.
Awful late dinner.
I'm going to put my. I'm going to put my salmon on top of arugula. I'm going to have a salad. So.
Oh, ooh.
It'll be good.
Well, hey, speaking of that,
yes?
It would be great. I've been wanting to ask you this. I know some of us would love it if you had posted either on your fan page, your Lauren Coslow 1, the number, is that right? Lauren Coslow, the
yes.
number 1?
Yes, L.
Your public fan page?
Yes.
If you
I know.
Post
I'm
maybe
trying to
some...
figure out how to change the name and just say Lauren Coslow Official and figure out how to do it.
Yeah.
That
yeah, I don't. Does anyone have any ideas? Because I don't know.
Because it seems like once
no
you're
idea.
Locked into a name, you have to keep it. It's.
True. Unlike with Twitter, you can change your name.
You
but,
can
yeah.
change your name, and it's really frustrating because I have 400 people on my other personal one that I want to transfer, and I
right?
can't transfer them. So if anyone, I'm just throwing this out. If anyone knows how to fix this, please let me know. Because the other one is Lauren Coslow, and it's actually L. Lauren Coslow L. Why I did that, I have no idea.
It is?
Oh,
I thought it was one.
No, it's an L.
Oh,
and it's
the
a small
public,
L.
The public one?
The
public
one.
L?
I'm pretty
oh, okay.
sure.
I didn't know that. Okay.
I'm pretty sure it
huh.
is. I don't think it is a one. I think
huh.
it's an L.
Oh, how funny.
I know. It's ridiculous.
Oh. Well, anyway,
so,
it would
anyway,
be great
I'm just
going
to throw
you...
this out. If anyone knows how to fix it, I feel like I have to go to, you know, the Facebook gods or something to get
it. What about settings?
Oh.
No, I went there. There's no
preference.
And also, I have this list of people that I would really like to send over there, and they're kind of floating
yeah.
in the not accepted area.
Yeah.
hmm.
Yeah.
Hotel. So anyway,
yeah.
maybe we'll put it out there. Please come in over to the
yeah. Maybe even just yeah, put it on your yeah.
Yeah, I'll try it.
Maybe we could tweet it. Maybe we could tweet it a lot.
Yeah, we could
yeah.
tweet it a lot. Yeah, because I feel badly, but you know, the one is kind of more just like private and for the fan club, and
yeah.
the other one is, you know, for everybody. So
that's understandable. Well, anyway, speaking of a fan page, I just wanted to. Throw this out, but
yeah.
I love it. I mean, you obviously have a very healthy diet, and you're
okay.
you're growing organic heirloom tomatoes and things like that. And I would love it if you would maybe occasionally just post like a recipe idea or something that you do with, you know, because I'm sure you have a lot of creative ways of using all those, all that produce that you grow.
Okay.
So I think it would just be fun if every once in a while, you don't do it all that often,
that's
but I would
awesome.
Love, you know, I know a lot of us would love to
really?
Get, you know, some tips. Yeah,
okay.
Definitely.
Oh,
you know,
absolutely.
Okay.
That's a
and
great
also
idea.
The makeup ideas, the makeup, because you know, you do your own makeup on the show and everything.
Right.
So, you know, if you get any tips or great, I've loved it in the past when you've recommended products or whatever. That,
okay.
You know, that's fun too. But definitely the different ideas for, even if they're just, you know, really simple, because I'm pretty simple as far as things.
Okay.
But we'd love that. I think
okay.
people would really enjoy
absolutely.
That.
Do you think there's an interest? I would definitely do that. Yeah, because I do.
Definitely.
Like
your beauty blog or something.
I like things to be simple, too. Just easy to do so you'll
yeah.
really do it, you know. So,
yeah.
Okay. All right. I like that idea. I do like that.
Uh-huh.
And if I don't do it, you can nudge me by asking the question, and
okay.
I'll answer it.
Okay. Well,
like,
yeah,
hello.
No pressure. Just a thought.
No, I like it. It's a really, it really is a good thought, because I would like to share those ideas and, you know, maybe have some interaction over it and go back and forth. I mean, I think that's,
yeah.
you know, it's fun to do. It's definitely
I think that would get people to responding, too. And like you said, interaction, having them maybe post some of their own ideas about, you know,
okay.
suggestions and stuff. So anyway, just
okay,
a thought.
It's a really good idea. I like that one. I'm going to use it.
Well, thank you so much for joining us.
Yep.
It was been a delight. And we're just all on cloud nine getting to talk with you.
Well, thank you for asking me. I think
mm-hmm.
this was a great time to do it. There was, you know, especially with what's going on with the show and everything. I thought
yeah.
to talk about. So.
Definitely.
Controversial, but good. Anyway.
Well, we'll hope for some good stuff ahead for Kate, and hopefully she can keep the new one in town in check.
Yes.
Her
yes,
Countess Wilhelmina.
Yes.
Company
yes.
will soar. And
yes. Well, it will be challenging, and, you know, it's always good stories when you have people get really, you know, riled up over it, and you know that something,
yeah.
you know, something sure. okay.
In that mad awesome. World cosmetics, whatever.
Well, you know what makes
people to have opinions. If there's no opinions, then it's too bland
yeah,
and boring. So it's good that people have opinions.
Right.
You know?
So I think we're going to have some Twitter wars, probably.
Yeah, Days of Our Lives asked me why I didn't like her.
Then what did you say?
I said at Days of Our Lives Twitter asked me, he tweeted me and asked me why I didn't like her. And I said, because I didn't like her when she first came on. She just struck me the wrong way.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So I
well,
just
you know, my thing
it.
Is, I hate the way they've suddenly turned. I mean, Brady's never been a huge fan of Kate necessarily, but I hate that they're ruining, or at least hopefully
like
just temporarily ruining, the Victor and Kate dynamic, because they're so snarky, and it's so nice
like
that they have this, like, understanding with each other. Like, they're not in love, but they, you know, they have this history,
I know.
And they've gotten to a place of peace with each other. And yet, and there, so there's that witty repartee. And then,
I know.
You know,
I definitely don't. So, I mean, I think you're right, absolutely right about that. And I don't want to lose that, because that's a long-standing
right.
relationship, a very complex one. And why
yes,
would it suddenly
yes.
disappear over
right.
there? You know?
And so I think that's, you know, even though they're
yes.
going, fortunately, more to character-based writing, I really felt like that was, you know,
yeah.
Taking a detour there.
No, that's a really good
point.
I think definitely all of that. I mean, I think you guys, you have such good points, and you have such an eloquent way of making them, you know, and I think the show does want to hear that. I mean, I think they do want to hear the feedback. So, you know,
I just was kind of surprised that they tweeted me, and I thought, ooh, I don't want to do anything to get in trouble, you know.
Yeah. Well,
I didn't, like.
Are we still on air right now, or?
Yep.
It's
no.
not live,
yeah,
but
it's
recording. It's
okay.
recording.
It's recording.
Yeah.
Yeah,
they'll be able
I
to hear it if they play back.
I
yeah.
think
yeah.
that.
Okay. I think that. she laughed.
I think they're interested definitely in feedback, and that's probably why they, you know, they would ask.
Okay, because he said, well, don't you want her to be involved in the storyline? And I said, well, yeah, but I said, I don't like appreciate it, her character getting bashed, you know, by the anti-aging cream. That was ridiculous.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was awful.
I think
Amal bashed them too.
Yeah, I think a lot of people didn't like that. Yeah,
Amal had a great.
Well, the thing of it is, the fact of the matter is, you never.
But I think it's a great storyline for Kate.
Stefano throwing barbs at each other like that. I mean, they might attack each other in other ways, but they don't talk about, you know, certain things, you know. And so I just was like, that's just wrong, you know.
It just seems like overly like bitchy. Is that the first place that?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Right, like everybody's bagging on Kate and Jack. What's up with that?
I don't know.
I didn't like it.
I know.
Oh,
hopefully
I was so fired up yesterday.
I'm sorry?
What I'm really hoping for is that... Oh, she said she was fired up yesterday.
Oh.
What I'm really hoping for is that Kate will end up being the rootable character. Because, I mean, when you think about it, and I'm nothing against the actors or anything, because they're just doing what the writing, you know, the scripts are saying, so it's not a personal thing. But... I think, you know, when you bring in people from other shows, I mean, sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. But I get the sense that, you know, they're trying to bring in other audiences and things like that. And it worked to a certain degree with some of the other characters they brought in or actors that they brought in. But as far as the characters, I don't know. I just think that, you know, Kate is ours. I mean, it's kind of one of those things where, you know, family, like, okay, you might be able to criticize your daughter or your sister or whatever, but if somebody else does, so I'm kind of hoping that people are going to be like, okay, she may be a bitch, but she's our bitch. You know?
I think that's a really good point. That's a really excellent point.
She belongs to us, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, like just about rejects from another show or something.
Nope. We're bad. I want Kate to have a good storyline with it, and it could be good if they write it well, but I just worry that it started out so catty so soon.
Yeah,
exactly.
Kind of like, where do you go from here? Like, if you start out with those kind of comments, where do you go from here? You know, is it like mud wrestling? Is that the next step? I mean,
I know what you're saying. I think, you know, maybe it's a product of wanting to start off with a bang that you that you want everyone to know. But, you know, our audience is really smart, so they can get that, you know, they'll pick up on it. But, I think with the first week, it's like, okay, right here we're going to have a major problem with these people. So it was
like a little bit too much, yeah.
Right.
Well, I think the other thing that, you know, I'm really trying to cut the new writers some slack, and I'm really excited about them. I mean, they are at least interactive with
that
the fans.
On, I think that their fact that they're on Twitter is really amazing.
They care.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they care, and they seem to be even it sounds like they even talk to some of the actors and stuff, and, you know, it's really kind of, just, you know, interact more with, like, real people. You know?
Yeah, and that's very rare.
I
mean, it's amazing.
Just being locked in their room, isolated, not knowing that we all hate Taylor or whatever for however many months before they finally change it or whatever.
Right.
But I think Dave has a problem. And, I mean, Ken Corday addressed this last spring when he said he was making these changes. And, you know, like, thank God he finally, you know, saw the light. Well, and he was, you know, like, look, I realize we made some mistakes. We brought in characters that nobody cared about, and then we put them on 5 days a week. So I'm hoping they're not going to make that same mistake, because the way they came in so strongly with this new character, it's like, again, if they beat us over the head with it, just like they have with some other ones, and don't give the audience a chance to really get pulled in, you know, it's not going to work. So that's where I have a problem as far as, you know, the story and everything is just that, you know, it's not so much the, you know, no offense against the actors or anything like that, but I just think that I see them making the same mistake again. It's just like, no, allow the audience to kind of, you know, get used to the new characters, you know, so anyway, I don't know.
Especially, you know, our audience. I think you're absolutely right that they don't want to be hit over the head. You know, they want to slowly either get pulled into who this person is and what's going on here, and you know, it's a discovery process. And
you find whatever, and I don't know how they're going to write this this story, but I find that when they do bring in a character like that, and then they do beat us over the head with it, you can tell. And I mean, in the past, it's been, in my opinion, poor writing. Maybe we'll have better writing, but when all the other characters have to pick that character and say, "Oh, this character is so powerful and so amazing," you know that's a red flag because the writing for the character isn't going to stand. You know, isn't strong enough to rise.
Yeah.
So I'm just hoping they don't make that mistake, but. I don't know. We'll see.
We have a lot of.
But we're reading Kate. We're Team Kate, no matter what.
Oh, thank you guys. Yeah, I mean, it's kind of a dry period, so hope you know. I'm excited, and I hope that you know that we'll have this, you know, the story that you guys deserve because you really have hung in with the show. I mean, and I'm optimistic.
Good. It's been like a roller coaster.
I know.
Yeah, I've seen a big improvement, and I'm enjoying it.
Yeah.
Me too.
I see the difference.
Yeah. I think because it was hard when we were doing it because you don't really see it. But when you finally see it on air and put together
with
the music, and I think you're right. I mean, even the camera, the way they're shooting things, all of it. And this is only the first week, and there's really been changes since then, too.
Right.
It is a process. I think that's the positive thing. Is that it's a process, and it's not now inflexible. They are flexible,
right?
You know, and that's really important.
And,
I mean,
really do see new little different tweaks that are really nice. I mean, and we do notice it. So
I thought it was a little boring today. I was a little bored with it today.
I didn't see it yesterday.
I mean, it wasn't bad, but it was just kind of on the dull side after yesterday.
Yeah,
you know, Tuesday show was really good.
That
was good.
It was just kind of like, not, you know, just kind of mellow, and I was just kind of bored, but I watch it anyway, so.
Yeah, we have to watch it, and we have to get other people to watch it.
Watch it every day, no matter what.
Yeah. I mean, I saw that Allie posted that they did well in the demographics and the ratings.
Yeah.
So,
good.
It's tied for number one, I think.
Good. That's excellent.
It went up 2 points or a point. It's up to a 2.0 or 1.9 or something.
Something like that.
Wow.
I tweeted it.
That's great.
Yeah.
Oh,
I retweeted.
Well, hopefully it'll.
Yeah, that's positive now.
Well,
it beat the two, so.
Oh.
I tweeted the other day, I guess ABC's new daytime formula is the View plus the Plus the two equals the spew. So
the spew. Oh my God.
So
I'm so glad it's
over that. I mean, it's just so. I just don't understand that. I think they made such a big mistake. But.
And then they made that Brian Franz hired somebody to the guy that created the two. He's like got a promotion or something. Of ABC. I saw it on Twitter.
Well.
You know, I think they were trying, you know, obviously they were thinking, okay, we'll reduce production costs, you know, and then we can produce a show for so much cheaper and, you know, make a profit, whatever. Well, the thing of it is, if nobody's watching,
you're not getting anything. Supposedly the costs are comparable, though. So,
that's what I heard.
I hadn't even heard that. Anymore. Because the daytime dramas have scaled down. I mean, they have worked so hard to get their budget down that they're now comparable. So you can't use that excuse that you're too expensive.
Oh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Thank God. I think it's
great. They really made a big mistake then.
Yeah, I think
so. Well, we're proud of Days of Our Lives for really retooling,
yes,
recognizing,
we are.
You know, thankfully they recognized it before it was too late, and hopefully this is going to breathe new life into it. There's definitely more energy. I think Twitter, like you said, has helped. I mean, even the PR people are really involved, you know.
And I feel like, I mean, there will be frustrations, and there will be stuff you won't like and everything, but I feel like it's still in its infant stage, too. And I do feel like...
Okay, good.
And I do hope, and I do feel that they are open, you know, that this is a working model, and you know, they just want to make it better and better and better, and you know, and hopefully that's all true. So let's keep our fingers.
That sounds good.
Yeah.
We'll root for it.
Okay.
Oh, well, thank you so much, Lauren.
Yeah.
I mean, we probably talked your ear off, but
we just love you to death.
And
thank you so much. I really enjoyed it, and it was great talking with you. And
thanks for all you do for us. And
good medicine.
Yes.
We need. We all need it, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, my God, it's been rough.
I know.
Thank you.
Aww.
It's been fun.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks
guys.
A lot.
Thank you. And I will talk to you all on Twitter. And I will work on all the projects that I've been assigned.
All right.
Thank you.
There you go. And we'll follow up.
There will be an intervention.
Take care.
Love you.
Thank you.
Love you.
Night.
Bye. Love you. Bye.
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 Oh. Okay, I'm gonna.
That was great, guys.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm gonna play the music now.
Everybody,
take care.
I don't know if you saw the message part of it, the conversation. Everybody was like, "This rocks." They were very happy.
Oh, that's great. My computer's
frozen. I just
wanted
to tell you.
Well, thank you. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks for letting.
That
was nice. Letting me
stay on. It was fun. Thanks for everybody who's on and. Appreciate it.
Yes, thank you for letting us stay on.
Yeah, that was nice.
Yeah, it was great having everybody here. It was great. Thanks for calling.
Talk to you guys later.
Care.
Night.
Okay. Talk to you later.
Night.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.